God damn it, an entire generation pumping gas, waiting tables, slaves with white collars. Advertising has us chasing cars and clothes, working jobs we hate so we can buy shit we don't need. We're the middle children of history, man. No purpose or place. We have no great war, no great depression. Our great war is a spiritual war. Our great depression is our lives. I've been raised on television to believe that one day we'd all be millionaires and movie gods and rock stars. But we won't. We're slowly learning that fact. And we're very, very pissed off.
Motherfucking cunt, lick ball, sucker, bitch head, ass, fuck, faggot, cuddler, fucking non-condom wearing, AIDS infested, piece of shit, bitch. This is Jenny Blowjob and you're listening to LunaticRadio.com. Now fuck my face.
Yep. We get it. We get it. Fuck my face. You're funny. Get it. It's a joke. We get it. You're funny. Hello, everybody. LunaticRadio.com show here. Rock.
Yo!
Hanging out with you on a beautiful Sunday afternoon in New York. Check of the weather. It is beautiful.
It's like 84.
84, 85, something like that.
Check the humidity.
No Joshy Jingles in the studio today. We have Father Brian.
Thank you.
Father Brian.
Long time listener, first time caller.
Wow.
Look at that.
We'll lighten the loaf.
Call me Twinkle Toes.
Josh Gogan today, everybody. Joshy's got some stuff he's got to do.
Is it just you?
It's already being sued for being on the radio.
Oh.
Yeah, so hard thing to do. Not much to do on a radio show today. We're just going to hang out and plug blush for the next 3 hours.
I think we're just going to drink our coffee, drink our beer, and just talk about blush.
Yeah.
It sounds like a show.
By the way, this week, I am beer-free.
Wow, look at you.
I made a statement after last week's show. By the last segment of last week's show, I couldn't think.
You were saying
Rock
words.
Was looking at me going, dude, just don't talk. Don't. Just don't try.
What
don't
are we
try.
About talking, Ray.
And every time Rocket said, don't talk, it got me mad. Because you know when somebody tells you not to do something, not for you not to do something when you're drunk?
You gotta do it more.
You wanna do it?
Yeah.
Because you wanna show them that you can do it?
I'm stable, dude. I can fucking talk. Watch. Banamanamanama. I like zebras. Bruz. Boobies.
I was making great. No sense whatsoever. I listened to the playback and I was just like, no way, dude. No way am I drinking next week. I got to take at least 1 week off.
So this is the dry Kieran this week.
It's going to be dry Kieran today, but Rock and Father Brian are drinking Yuengling, right?
Yeah, I'll make up for you.
Yuengling or Yuengling?
It's Yuengling.
Yuengling. That is the oldest beer in America?
In America, look at you!
Look at you finding that information out.
By the way, I heard that the owners of Budweiser are going to be bought out by a European company.
That's the rumor. That's probably not going to happen, but that's the rumor.
That's horseshit. It shouldn't be a thought.
It's not horseshit, but it's a rumor.
It's horseshit.
I think that all came about because of the growth of microbreweries in the past decade or so. And you
it's
know,
fucking Budweiser. It's like the Coca-Cola.
It sucks dick.
It is bad beer, I have to say.
I know it sucks dick, but it's still like the American beer.
That's why,
Americana.
That's why these American beer companies are starting to get into like specialty beers.
Even Budweiser was going with that. They had the Budweiser Select.
Yes.
They have some strange microbreweries that don't really taste good either, though.
Mm.
I think Michelob put out a Hefeweizen If I'm correct.
A Hefeweizen?
Like, remember that beer we had last night with the lemon?
Horrible the fruity one. Fucking fruity beer we had at the Monk.
It wasn't fruity.
Monk
they just put the lemon.
Here we go.
It's light, airy, and refreshing.
We went to the Black Forest Brewhouse. Brewhouse. That's H-A-U-S. Brewhouse.
Right, because they want you to come and be brewing, drinking.
They just want you to be German, actually.
Right.
Yeah, that's the short version.
By the way, that place was jumping with cockroaches.
Well, the entire U.S. military was there last night.
Yeah. The armed forces were represented.
And they like Roman war helmets as war attire, as brewhouse attire.
Right.
They brought up a Roman war helmet and some guy jumped in the conversation. Like, great.
Apparently, the microbrewery wasn't a good idea for the brewhouse because no one showed up.
The place, I think the food is very good and the beer, their beers are very good, but it's in a very weird location, so it's tough for people to go there.
It's also a summer night, so people are going down to those, you know, more hopping joints, you know, with the outdoor patios by the beach, with a clubby sort of atmosphere.
Yeah.
Or Croxley's in downtown Farmingdale.
Apparently.
Yeah, Croxley's is great. That's Rocket's favorite bar here.
Well, yeah, but not the one in Farmingdale. That was the
Franklin Square is the Croxley's to be at.
It was a crowd full of ambition and hope.
Yeah, that's what we figured. Karen and I got to the point that we could basically talk about everyone in that place and their shitty story and how their future is so bright.
They're going to fucking Syracuse to study broadcasting and whatever. Shut up!
Yeah.
I don't want to hear about your hopes and ambitions that are never going to happen.
And those cock diesel guys who, like, their arms can't go down all the way because they're just jacking so much.
Mr. Fucking, I lift too many weights.
Yeah, thinking like every broad's going to be all over them. No.
Why does all those big guys, juice heads, always have, like, some sort of, like, lazy eye problem?
Because I'm hoping their muscles were like over, you know, like take over their eye issue.
Do they like blow like some sort of muscle, like they pull a muscle in their eye socket or something? It makes their eye just like,
oh, maybe,
fucking
maybe
tilted.
That's what happens.
All big juice heads have a fucking eye problem.
They're trying to lift dumbbells with their eyelids, obviously.
They shoot HGH right into their eye, that's why.
Apparently.
Doesn't leave track marks that way.
Dope.
Yeah, right? No track marks.
What were we talking about? Josh Gogan not here? What were we talking
about? Yeah,
briefly.
How
did we get into the brew? The
I don't know
beer
what
thing.
We did last night.
Oh, Budweiser.
Because you know what? You're not drinking and you want to be, and that's the problem.
We're summarizing already the first 5 minutes. Fantastic.
Email us at the show, lunaticradio.com. Drunkle hotline, 206-202-LUN. That's 206-202-5666. Gotta say to the drunk callers, you guys have been doing a great job, but can we please not ramble on in the drunken messages that we receive?
Why? What's wrong with that?
Because every call that I got this week
is
like fucking 4 minutes long.
They like to talk to us.
I know.
Well, they are drunk.
I get it. All you have to do is go, hey, my name's Tommy from Kansas. I'm drunk.
No, that's not a drunk call. Don't tell them what to do when they're drunk.
Fucking a monkey.
Oh, right. That's better.
Yeah. They go. You do the name, location, what you're doing. You're drunk. Goodbye.
Dude, they're lucky if they could pick up the phone. Now you're giving them orders what to do when they're drunk.
Tom Kansas drunk. Goodbye.
No, that's Hollywood. That's Can. That's what Can does when he's drunk.
Rock has a new bit for me.
Yeah,
I don't know why he's calling me Hollywood. Why are you calling me Hollywood?
Because you're always on the phone now.
Oh, right.
You got to understand, Kieran was last night, we were out, I'd say, not exaggerating, 88% of the evening, he was either texting or talking to somebody on his phone.
You were 88%
of the
night.
I don't like the text messaging, but I always receive them.
And you always have to send back. You were always looking down, always 88% of the night. We were out for probably a good four and a half hours. 88% of the evening, you were somehow...
Don't embellish it too much, mister. I got a high... techno phone thing.
So what? I made like one call. I wasn't there the whole fucking dude. Look at the picture.
Rock got a new cell phone he wants to have sex with.
No, I don't have sex with.
He has already had sex with it.
Although Kieran gave me hopes like, dude, that'll get you laid in West Virginia.
I did say that phone will get you laid in West Virginia.
That's some newfangled technology you got going on there, boy.
You go to a fucking bar in West Virginia and you break out that phone and say, oh, wait, I gotta make a call.
And you got the exaggerated hand pull out, like extended, like, oh.
Yeah, because you break that phone out, they think you're from out of space. That's like something out of Star Trek to them.
Out of state! Yeah. Out of space!
Yeah.
It's almost as good as the Inspector Gadget phone.
Yeah,
people in West Virginia, they don't know that shit, man. They don't know about technology.
Yeah, newfangled equipment.
No, they're stuck in the 60s. Yeah. Literally, I went to school there. People are stuck in the 60s. Like, same fucking type of cars and clothing. Ridiculous.
See, I'm not much of a Mac guy, so I didn't go with all the iPhone hoop Hoopla.
What kind of phone did you
get,
Rob?
The AT&T Tilt.
Yeah.
The Tilt.
Mm-hmm.
By AT&T, so...
And you're a Mr. Now you can, like, text message like a bastard. Bastard, I meant to say.
Wow.
He hasn't even had anything to drink.
I know. But. Like a best. No, I'm not going to be like Can. I'm not going to be like Hollywood Can. Constantly on that thing.
And constantly speaking
what
in sentence fragments.
What are you wearing? Send.
Can. Phone. Sex.
Yeah. And the reason why Can talks like that is because he's too important for full sentences.
Right. Well, it's a whole take on Kane on yeah. Ethel, the famous radio DJ from 92.3 K-Rock.
With
Ethel.
Alter Boy.
Yeah, and he has the worst breaks in the world. He's just there to play music and introduce songs, and he doesn't even do that. Hey, it's Kane, Ethel, looking through my bags, pumpkins, Ethel. That's his breaks between songs. It's ridiculous. So now I'm called Can.
So now you're Can.
I'm Can.
Phone, text... Sex.
Can. LR. Drunk call.
Beer.
Loon.
Loon. Yeah.
Mm.
So, let's try to cut down on that.
Yeah.
Please.
What? The texting?
Like, while we're all hanging out. It's a little disrespectful.
Nah, fuck you guys.
But you didn't
disappear. No one's talking to me. I'm going to talk to somebody on my phone.
Oh, I see.
I will say he made up for it. He walked back. He said, you guys want some beers after he was away for 20 minutes on a phone call. Oh, and he came back with a handful of beers. So I thank you for that, Can.
There you go. Can.
Can. Can beers. Go.
Can. Bought beer. Nice. Go.
In the zone.
Drink. LR.
So he's just going to be using initials for everything. Just watch. Yeah. He doesn't even have to use words.
We haven't mastered the Can bit yet.
No, it's getting
we're
there.
We're still working it out as we go.
It's maturing.
Honing it.
Although Rock and I, we were just on our way to get some coffee 5 minutes before the show, by the way. It shows how much we really care.
Left me punctual. Alone drinking a beer and told me to start the show without him if I had to.
I know, it was 1:45. And he's like, let's get coffee. I'm like, you sure? He's like, eh, all right.
Rock's like, do we have time? I'm like, eh, fuck it, I don't care. Let's go. But Rock saw a chick on a phone. He saw a chick. Wait, no, hold on. Not only did Rock see a chick on a phone, Rock saw a chick on a phone across two lanes of traffic in a gas station in her car.
He's got eagle eyes.
Yeah. And it was about 100 feet away.
Yeah, right.
And Rock screams through my side, because I'm driving. Rock's on passenger side. He screams through my window, who are you on the phone with?
I was completely bored.
So. She's cheating on you already.
She right. looked around. He looked at her, and then Kieran.
Then I came up with the line, you're cheating on me already.
You didn't even meet me.
We haven't even had the chance to meet, and you're already cheating on me.
I mean, I spent so much time on that goddamn phone. We get to know each other.
Right. What? You cunt!
Well, she would be perfect for the Can with all that time on the phone. She's Kieran's future ex-girlfriend.
Yeah. So, apparently, Rock and I have already broken up with that girl.
Yeah.
It went over horribly.
I didn't realize we were both dating her.
Yeah. And Rock saw some broad sitting outside of Wendy's.
This is like in 3 minutes span.
On the ground.
Completely entertained.
She was obviously on her phone or something, and she had her legs spread open.
Hey, look at me.
Like sitting.
Amateur.
She had her like knees up, you know, taking a nice little breather because it's hot, humid in New York today. And, well, she was about 200 yards away.
Well, she was just
and Rock wanted
out.
To put it to her.
She was a good Eli Manning Hail Mary.
Yeah.
It's a field goal right there.
At 200 yards.
I didn't want to put it to her. I just said, hey! And she kind of looked up. And that was basically my
So you're going to get to the second conversation with her?
Nope. Definitely won't. It's about all like, well, Brian knows. I can always get the first conversation, but getting that second conversation is impossible.
Yeah, he can't close the deal. Neither can I, though, so I can't hold it against him.
I think we all have trouble.
It's a hurt.
Well, that's a depressing.
But that was a fun 5 minutes that we killed Kieran
yeah.
and I.
Yeah. That's a good bit. You know, that'd be a good, like, video bit.
Yeah.
Like,
or
on
YouTube-ish.
The street thing, you know?
You know what that means? It's already done.
You think?
As we're thinking about it, that's the rule of YouTube. As soon as you think about it, it's on YouTube.
Yeah.
So. Why don't you try it anyways?
Yeah, it's a good little bit. Blush, everybody. July 27th, a gentleman's club located in Commack, New York. July 27th, lunaticradio.com. Live broadcast from 5 to 8 at Blush, a gentleman's club. 53 Veterans Memorial Highway in Commack, Long Island.
That's it. That's a mouthful.
Everybody has to come out to this event. Rock and I have some great things in store for the peeps. And we can announce this today.
Ooh.
Ooh.
There will be t-shirts available.
Will the strippers be wearing them first?
Uh-huh. We can do that.
There you go.
Not a bad idea.
Look at that. You can eBay them.
But there will be in upwards of around 100 t-shirts we're bringing to the event. So
so there's a reason now to show up.
Yeah. You got t-shirts, man.
If the tits weren't enough.
If tits and beer are not enough, then t-shirts will do it. It seals the deal.
We're doing free t-shirts, right?
I guess so, sure.
We're doing free t-shirts. And we're going to have them. LR, Lunatic Radio t-shirts.
I have no idea what they look like, though. Have you seen them?
I have no idea what they look like either. Josh is taking care of it, so.
Okay. They've all got pictures of the can on them.
Can shirt. Wear it. That's what it's going to say. Can we put that on Cafe Press?
Yeah, that'll be great.
Can shirt. Wear it. Google. Just throw in Google.
Yeah, you got to throw in Google.
Yeah, we'll do that.
Which I love. That's like our kind of like our slogan because, you know, comedy beer, smut talk is our slogan.
Mm-hmm.
But after seeing DJ post it, and we've talked about this on the show, our second slogan for the show now is lunaticradio.com. Google it.
Yeah, I have actually. We were going to do that bit today.
Oh,
yeah.
I'm sorry.
Lunaticradio.com. Just Google it. We
because people are like, what is your show about? What are you? Just Google it. I don't know.
Listeners
don't want to talk about it.
We asked the listeners to write in taglines and slogans for the radio show. So I have a whole list of them, Rock. Look, I have 4 pages.
Look at that. Wow. I didn't think it was going to go anywhere, but it actually went somewhere.
We're going to do that today.
I didn't know you had that many listeners.
No, we don't really.
It's the same two, just one frantic one. Get one frantic.
We have one frantic listener.
And then Scotsman.
Yeah. Who apparently nobody likes onions better than us.
Yeah, I saw that.
I was like, all right.
Great. I think he's making the old reference angle. I hope.
We're big in Japan, we swear.
Actually, we're banned. Are we banned from
it? It was China, but I think our ban was lifted. I gave him a call.
Hold on. Somebody wrote that in one of their taglines. Ah, we'll get to it later. All right, another thing. Not only about the Blush event on July 27th, 5 to 8. Doors open at 1. Blush opens at 1. Rock and I will be there all day. We'll have an upwards of 100 t-shirts to give away to the peeps. Another good thing that we have locked up.
Uh-huh.
For the event. Pretty much everybody that has co-hosted the show at whatever period of time will be present.
Wow.
Whoa.
So all the, you know, if you're a fan of Patrick from cringehumor.net.
Don't give it away.
All right. I won't give it away.
Patrick was your example.
He was my example.
We don't know if I'm going to be there yet, right? I'm the big surprise.
All right. Well, you're the head.
You're the headliner.
Headliner. But there will be a very big surprise, actually, there.
How big?
Oh, God, I can go crazy. There will be a very big surprise there.
Pretty big. Like 48 waist big?
Have you been in my underwear drawer?
No.
Big surprise.
Big.
Be there. Yeah, so not only t-shirts available for the people, but all the past lunaticradio.com co-hosts be there for the peeps. So come meet everybody. Rock and I and Josh will be broadcasting with strippers, beer, t-shirts.
Strippers.
Yeah, that little thing.
Rockets, strippers. Hi. Everything, dude. We're going to have such a good time.
Balloons,
maybe.
And by the way, if you notice that thread on the message board, people want balloons. Okay, Brian doesn't know this.
Okay.
I say to make it a party and give it a more of a party atmosphere, because you walk into the place, it's a strip club, and considering where we're going to be located broadcasting,
mm-hmm.
it may not give the atmosphere of like there is an event here. It just seems like it's a strip club.
Now are we talking helium balloons or just...
No, just your standard run-of-the-mill balloon. I was thinking black and white to match our...
Yeah, that works.
You know, and just to kind of throw them around the place to kind of show like, hey, this is a special... Because to me, balloons represent special event.
I agree.
Thank you.
Nothing says a special event. Wow, not a balent of an event, like a balloon.
Exactly. So I say, and the forum showing in that little poll that someone posted,
right,
that people are in agreement with me that balloons add to the party atmosphere.
Well, it doesn't matter, and now because now we have to have balloons there. Because now it's a bit almost.
Now we got
have to have balloons.
What about party hats and noisemakers? I mean, especially with the pointy party hat and the stripper, just use your imagination there.
See, but that's like a birthday party. See, to me, the whole thing was just the balloons just kind of signify the party atmosphere.
I think whatever type of party favor Rock wants, and if you mention it on the air, it has to be there. So if you want pin the tail on a donkey, we're going to have that.
Are you saying anything I say turns into a bit?
Or an actual donkey show.
Let's do pin the tail on a donkey with strippers.
Oh my God.
I would like to pin my
tail on a stripper. You know what I wanted to do?
With my dick.
I wanted to do stripper
twister. Pin my dick on a stripper. naked twister?
No, stripper twister.
Stripper twister. Maybe they'll... Nah. I don't know how we'll do that. How can we do that?
Money.
We got to talk to... Yeah.
Stripper twister?
How can we do that? We have to talk to Sean.
Money. Singles.
Mm. Lots of them.
And then, like, maybe put baby oil on the twister mat. That'd be hard for them to bend over and keep balance.
Look at you. Look at you so cute falling over. You're like a little baby fawn just trying to stand up.
Pick you up by the cunt.
I just want to stick you in a high chair and force feed you pancakes.
Mm. You have a bad stripper night, sir? Mm. You're going to pick her up by her cunt?
When isn't it a bad night?
For the stripper?
Mm. Bon Jovi, Rock Central Park yesterday, everybody.
Bon Jovi! I thought it was...
It's audio from YouTube.
It sounds like this. I'm glad I didn't go.
Yeah, Bon Jovi did a free concert in Central Park on the Pink Lawn. Smack dab in Manhattan yesterday for how many? 2-3 people?
I was not one of them.
A little bit more than that.
Yeah, we know.
Unfortunately.
And
Didn't it kick off the All-Star Baseball Weekend festivities?
I believe it did.
Oh.
Time. Are there that many Bon Jovi fans still?
Oh my God, he's huge.
He's New Jersey's own.
Yeah, this is his hood. This is the tri-state area, sir.
Yeah.
Well, he's do bad medicine.
He's sexual chocolate for 40-year-old Italian women. So. Yeah.
And he's still getting the young kids now. Like, the young girls are into him now.
Yeah.
Still got that sex appeal.
Yeah, because he's like, he's been around for like how many years? 25 years, something like that?
Yeah.
And he still looks like he's 35.
Yeah.
The guy's got to be close. He's got to be in his upper 40s.
Well, he was 10 when he started. Didn't you know that?
Hold on. Yeah. July 27th, Blush, Gentlemen's Club, Commack, Long Island, 53 Veterans Memorial Highway in Commack, Long Island, 5 to 8, lunaticradio.com live broadcast. Doors open at 1. We ask you to be there at least by 4. Because the broadcast starting at 5.
Yeah, so we're locking the doors at 5. No, we're not locking the doors.
We're not locking the doors, but we're going to have...
But don't be rude and be like, hey, I'm here, and it's like 5:02.
Yeah. Don't be coming in.
Don't be tardy.
Yeah. Be there. It's going to be a great time. Strippers, come on. It's better than that.
I can't think of anything.
Mm. By the way, I contacted your chick, Ron.
Ooh.
I was contacting your chick.
Which one?
The one you like. The one that you would
Lexi?
You would take a thing in the ass.
Lexi. Ooh. I love Lexi.
Rock would take a thing in the ass. Dildo in the ass, right?
I think that I don't remember
for
exactly.
A chance to bang
a coffee can in the ass, to be specific.
No.
I believe she might say it. Is that
I don't think she said anything of the sort. She just said, Rocket, you're cool. Let's have sex. I think that's how...
Hi, this is Lexi Buzz, and I'm going to fuck Rocket in the ass so good.
Mm. Yeah, she said...
Yeah!
She would allow Rocket to fuck her.
Yeah.
If Rocket would take a dildo in the ass from her with the strap on.
Right.
Right.
And I agreed, because I want to have sex with Lexi Love.
And I'm sorry to the report, Rock. We're going to miss her by 1 week.
We will. I won't.
Is that why she's coming to New York?
I don't know. I can't talk about everything on the air, sir.
She'll be in New York a week later.
Yeah.
Tried to get her, Rock. Tried.
And, wait, she's coming. So she's coming the following Sunday?
Uh-huh.
Shit.
She is a gamer, Father Brian. Or Father Brian. She's a gamer.
This audio was awful. What's going on?
I think my parents are
And she's so cute. She's got that, she's kind of girl next door-ish.
Yeah.
And I like that.
If you live in Wyandanche.
Local reference.
Local reference.
No, she's got that softness about her that I like.
Mm.
So I don't know. Maybe she'll want to meet up. Maybe we'll get the hang
Actually,
out
if
her.
You live in Mastic.
Oh, yeah, there you go. That's a better one.
Mm.
She still represents the show. We really appreciate it. She has a banner, our Lunatic Radio banner, on her MySpace page.
Mm.
So it's cool. So she still digs us. Maybe she just doesn't know how to get rid of it. That's the problem. She doesn't know how to delete it.
Yeah.
That's why it's still up there.
I was actually looking around. I was looking because I'd love to get a porn star down there. You know, looking for somebody that's in New York.
Hell yeah.
And I went looking at Trina Michaels and Lexi Love right off the bat.
I can't believe she's a...
Because I had a dream about Trina Michaels the other night. That
really?
I don't know. It was so weird. I was just holding her cans the whole time. Like
wow.
They're like melons.
You're just keeping them up for?
Yeah. Like my palms to the sky, just holding her cans.
That's just a great pickup line. I was dreaming about you last night. And your cans felt fantastic.
Yeah. It's Trina Michaels.
In case you didn't know.
Yeah, I love her. Apparently in techno form.
This is the remix version.
Oh, yeah, here we go. Apparently this song was playing in my dreams.
Look at my tits.
Simple and to the point. Did I mention July 27th blush?
I don't think you did.
I will mention it again. July 27th.
Bananas.
Rewind. July 27th blush. Comac. LunaticRadio.com live broadcast. Rock, my monitor just died, but don't fix it. Yes.
How much do you think it would cost to get Lexi down there? How does that work?
Rock, you can inquire about that because she did write us a message back. We opened up some communique.
Really?
She just said, no, I'm not going to be in New York on the 27th.
But at least she wrote you back.
It didn't say she was busy.
Oh, great. Here we go. Text messages. Here we go.
The can is on it.
Mm.
It'll turn into like nonsense.
No?
I'm busy.
Come on, Rock.
No, you're not. What?
You can get it going, I think. Do the other bit, get her here. She can bang you with the dildo. That'll be another bit for the radio show.
No, no.
Hi, this is Lexi Buzz, and I'm going to fuck Rocket in the ass so good.
Do you see how she gets into it?
She really wants
to
do it.
She wants me.
Mm-hmm.
No, she doesn't want to do that. She just wants me.
No.
Who doesn't want to bang Rocket in the ass?
I don't think anybody in this planet wants the Rocket. Come on.
No one wants your ass. Yeah, no one wants my ass. It's an awful place to be.
That's why everything wants to get out of it.
Yes.
Gay guys are shit. No thanks.
Yes.
I'll pass on that one.
Lonely gay guys are even like, you know, yeah. No.
Hi, this is Lexi Buzz, and I'm going to fuck Rocket in the ass so good.
Come on, Rock.
But wait, didn't you hear at the very end? She goes like, ugh. She like really likes it. Mm. See, that's, she likes it. Mm. She likes me. You don't do that to anybody. You do that to someone you really like.
Or you do that when you, like, hiccup.
You don't do that when you hiccup.
I do. I go,
You got Tourette's?
Yeah.
See, she's thinking about...
Want to do a little role-playing, Rock?
Not doing role-playing without her actually here or on the phone.
All right, ready, Rock?
No!
Picture that you're on the phone with her.
Oh, okay.
Grab the megaphone.
All right.
Take this.
Oh, wow. Look at this. We're like doing stuff.
Go. Grab that. All right. Your response to this.
Okay.
Your response to this, Rock. Wow. From that,
it doesn't take much.
It's seriously. That's all it takes.
Say something to Lexi, Rock. Go ahead.
Lexi, you are so hot.
See?
See?
She likes it.
She likes it.
She likes it. She likes it, Rock.
You know, I don't like this bit because you're you're like manning the audio. So in a weird way, I'm actually saying this to you, so I don't want to do this anymore.
Worst phone sex ever.
It is. It really is.
So good.
See? That is a legit interested chick response. You're like that slow stuttery. When chicks get all slow and stuttery, that means they're being serious.
Or they're porn stars and very good at their job.
Shut up, Brian. Don't ruin it.
Sorry.
Is Lexi in action?
Oh. By the way, yes, I am delusional. Yeah. Sorry, we're just so fucking.
There's nothing better than wishful thinking.
I like her, Rock.
I love her.
July 27th, but she's not going to be a blush. I'm sorry.
I don't know. But maybe I'll meet up with her the following week.
Mm-hmm.
Say what up. I wonder what she's doing in Manhattan. Because she was in Manhattan not too long ago.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe she's.
Are you hiring her?
Maybe I could do like a pretty woman thing and just like hire her for the night. Can I do that? Is that legal?
I'm pretty sure it's not.
Yeah, I don't think so, Rock.
I don't know.
Well, unless you put it on film.
They don't sell chicks at Walmart.
I got a Walmart card. I get a discount. Yeah. You get 10% off. No, but I mean, like, listen, hang out with me and my boys. I'll give you, you know, $50.
$50?
And a beer.
Big fucking spender.
And a hot dog.
I'm not giving an actual amount. I'm just saying...
$50.
Is that like a hooker? Is that saying...
That sounds distinctly like propositioning
someone.
Well,
I'm sure she's here and she's going to be busy, so I figure if I give her some sort of monetary reward... if I give her some sort of monetary reward, maybe she'd be more inclined to hang out with us.
It's worked for him in the past. Why is it going to work now?
All right, Rock, come on.
I don't know.
Work it out.
I don't know.
Don't you, we got the message back. Why don't you type back to her? Maybe we can do that on the show.
I think you should serenade her.
No, why don't you log on to the MySpace thing? Go to the inbox.
Right.
It's a little message there saying, no, I won't be in town or something like that. And just respond, hey, so what are you doing in New York? Maybe I can come see you. Rock can come see you.
Maybe you can fuck me in the ass with a dildo.
Maybe you can fuck me in the ass with a dildo.
I'm not writing that.
Why not?
I just ask that you use lube.
Don't play games, Rock.
I'll just get right to
Lay it out on the line.
I don't want to get fucked up the ass.
Are you sure?
I'm positive. I'm 100% positive.
What a homo.
But what if, you know...
No,
what,
I don't want to get...
What if Lexi says in her response, no, we're not going to hang out unless I can bang you in the ass.
Well, then I'd have to have a phone conversation at least with her. I would not continue that conversation via MySpace where you and Jenny can see it.
I want that sex tape.
It's like a dying walrus. Stroke my tusk.
Yeah. Unbelievable. July 27th, Blush 53, Veterans Memorial Highway, live, lunaticradio.com, broadcast 5 to 8. It's a Sunday, everybody. Come join us. Free t-shirts. Pretty much everybody that's been on the lunaticradio.com show, who's co-hosted the show, will be in attendance. It's going to be a fun time. We're going to do our first break. We're going to come back and try to figure out what we're going to do. All right? Back right after this.
Hi, this is Lexi Buzz, and I'm going to fuck Rocket in the ass so good.
It's lunaticradio.com.
Actually, if you let me fuck him in the ass, I'd fuck him.
Oh,
wow.
No, that'll never happen.
I have to be able to videotape it first.
No, see, that. See, that's fucked up.
Hold on, Lexi's got a good bit going on here.
I like doing that. It brings me pleasure. I enjoy it.
Now, Rock, here is the girl of your dreams.
My ass.
Lexi is the girl of your dreams.
If you hate it, Rocket, let's punish it.
No, I see that's scary. I don't think
let me do this.
I use a small one.
Here's the idea. Okay. Here's the idea. Would you, Rock?
Yeah.
Let Lexi bang you in the ass with a dildo privately. Ow. If she was willing to fuck you. so privately.
You know you want to, tap that big round ass.
I know. Gosh, damn, this is tough.
How bad do you
this
want it?
This is fucking tough.
Would you take Lexi's dildo? She's the one banging you.
Yeah, so in order to have sex with Lexi, first she has to fucking stick a dildo
on
my ass.
Hold on,
strap on.
Hold on, is it a brand new one or is it one that you've had around for a while?
No, it's brand new. I just bought a ton of them.
Okay. What are you trying to do?
See? No, that way you know it's just yours.
All right.
By the way.
Thank you, health conscious Josh Gogan.
By the way, the dildo says Louisville Slugger on the side.
No, it doesn't.
So you would do
and it's got high watermarks on it.
Oh. So you would let Lexi.
I don't know.
You would let Lexi.
I have a
Enviroside,
which is, what is it, like the chemicals at the emergency rooms and stuff used to clean their stuff.
All right.
Yeah, so
even if it was used, it would still be like.
It'd be sterile.
It'd be probably cleaner than when I got it.
So there you go, Rock. So you would let Lexi Love bang you in the ass. So you could tap her.
I'm not an answer yet.
Well, answer the fucking question.
I'm thinking. So in order to have sex with Lexi, she would have to. Man.
Just to say yes, because you.
Yeah,
know.
I think I would.
All right.
Plus, also, and Lexi, you would enjoy that, correct?
I would. All right, I love so. It. I even have an enema and shave if he is too hairy.
Wow.
See? She's like general store of sex
Lexi
over there.
Lexi said she would shave your asshole.
Jeez and crackers.
What's great about that?
Jeez, see?
I have to give it a little lick before I stick it, don't I?
Oh, my God.
No, wait a minute.
She's tossing you salad.
That's ridiculous. Wait a minute.
Lexi, you better get some fucking bacon bits.
Oh.
Because you're going to need some flavor down there other than what is down there.
That makes no sense.
Yeah.
Wow. Costco.
I guess I would have to give in, so to speak, so I could get the prize.
Rocky would be submissive. Here
I have to. To have the opportunity to have sex with Lexi? Oh my God, hell yeah.
It's lunaticradio.com.
Miss some of the live show? Be sure to check us out on iTunes and download the show located in the podcast directory under comedy. That's Lunatic Radio, iTunes, podcast, comedy category. Because we're
That's lunaticradio.com/iTunes to download the show.
Are you looking for HD quality, uncensored broadcasts from all genres of news, sports, music, entertainment, and more? Or are you a broadcaster looking for a program to help easily get your live and pre-programmed content out to a wide audience? If you are either an avid listener of internet-based programming or a broadcaster with little or even advanced knowledge, then UBroadcast is for you. UBroadcast has created two revolutionary products for both the listener and broadcaster. First, the UBroadcast Player. The UBroadcast Player for the listener immediately gives access to hundreds of live and pre-programmed shows with easy-to-use functions and interactive features. It also gives access to featured content and, coming soon, live concerts, adults-only programming, and premium content channels. And if that's not enough, the UBroadcast Station Manager. The UBroadcast Station Manager is an easy-to-use broadcasting tool that will quickly get your show up and running. Talk live about topics that are important to you that may not get coverage in mainstream media. Conduct interviews and other presentations, debate live callers, and play sound effects and commercials just like professional broadcasters. The best part to getting started is that it's all free. So go to ubroadcast.com and try it yourself. That's www.ubroadcast.com.
Comedy, beer, smut, talk. It's lunaticradio.com.
Batman, want to see it. Thank you. Can Batman see it? Yes. Yeah, that's what I want to see, Rock. I know these summer blockbusters like The Hancock with Will Smith.
Your boy.
Yeah.
Mr. Independence Day.
Yeah, Mr. Independence Day, Mr. Summer Blockbuster.
Welcome
Mr.
to Earth.
Mr. July 4th, Big Willy Weekend.
Big Willy
Weekend. That's what he calls it.
Big Willy Weekend.
Wild, wild shit. That movie stunk.
The Dark Knight.
Yeah, all these big movies that come out in the summer. You know, it's summertime. It's the time for the big blockbusters, right?
The kids are seeing.
Blah, blah, blah.
Journey to the Center of the Earth?
They're all going to face your...
That guy can't make a movie to save his life.
Did he play another fucking mummy movie? Did he have another...
Yes.
Go fuck yourself with your mummy movie. Jet Li's in that one?
Yes, he's the mummy.
It does sound like an airline, though.
My favorite line of his, Brendan Fraser's, was in Blast from the Past.
Mm-hmm. Oh, God.
And he goes, my lucky star's a Negro.
My lucky star's a Negro?
Yeah, he says that.
My lucky star's a Negro.
Yeah. Oh, that's not good.
It was funny, though.
Fresher.
Fresher.
Is there an S or a Z?
It's an S.
S-I-E-R.
Fraser. Fuck yourself. What is he? Is he American?
He's a faggot.
Just Fraser. Batman movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What is it? Dark Knight?
The Dark Knight.
Yeah, that's one I want to see. I never want to see one of these The last time I went to a summer blockbuster was that fucking Independence Day bullshit. And before that was Jurassic Park, I believe. Oh, I really go to movies a lot.
You're dating yourself.
Yeah, I am dating myself. But I want to go see this Batman movie. It's looking good. Plus, the guy died.
How about that?
Who knew you could kill a Joker with sleeping pills?
Yeah.
Nice one. You just gave away the ending.
All right. The ending is Heath Ledger's body being carted out in a body bag.
And apparently the Joker had a love affair with the Olsen twins. Another...
Yeah, who knew?
And then Ashton Kutcher pops out of nowhere. You've been punked!
What a weird film.
Joke's on you.
Joke, Joker, get it?
Yeah.
Wowzers.
Guess you're not laughing anymore.
Well, actually, Brian, you're big into comics in all the sorts. Are they going to make one with the Penguin?
You know, I don't really know.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, you can't top Danny DeVito as the Penguin. Or Burgess Meredith. Wah, wah, wah. Yeah. Just running around with an umbrella. Also a machine gun.
I did like the Batman with Danny DeVito because that was a Tim Burton film and I enjoyed that. That was very cool looking.
Well, nothing can top penguins with torpedoes on their backs. I mean, you know.
Except for sharks with laser beams.
I got my money on the penguins personally. Yeah.
I like the realistic feel to these new Batman movies.
Oh, really?
That's what I like about it.
That's the gritty Frank Miller-esque sort of Batman.
I like it. And then the guy from American Psycho's in it.
He's the man.
Guy rules.
What's awesome about him is he did The Machinist before he did Batman. He dropped down to like 90 pounds, and then he bulked up for Batman.
Wow.
Because he played an insomniac
in The Machinist.
Yeah.
That's retarded.
That's retarded. No, Christian Bale was great. If you haven't seen American Psycho, just a classic cult film. And there's so many great lines in that film.
Watch it again. Do you like Phil Collins? Susudio. A personal favorite.
But don't see him in Dragonheart.
Oh.
No, Dragonheart. Rain of Fire, that was it.
Ray's lettering on bone.
You know you fucking stink. You really do smell. Why don't you get a job? He's so mean to that fucking bum. He just stabs him.
Yeah, right.
He's going to give him money, but then he's like, fuck it, I'm just going to stab you.
That's going to be the can in 2 weeks. Just watch.
Can't stab murder psycho.
LOL.
You smell. Cam stab LOL.
Go to
Raffle Mao.
Go to break.
Can murder roller skates.
Back after this.
LOL.
American Psycho. Yeah, I want to see the Batman movie. Dark Knight, Heath Ledger, apparently. Obviously, all the papers and every fucking news bit on the fucking Batman movie saying, oh, this is Heath's best fucking performance. Who knows if it is?
Well,
Is he still dead?
It's got to be better than the gay cowboy, right?
He's just as dead as Anna.
Wow.
just as dead as Anakin Skywalker.
Just said no, Kieran, you can't.
Can out.
Kieran just went into sleep mode.
Anna Nicole Smith, he's just as dead as Anna Nicole Smith.
That was a low blow.
Yeah. Oh, this is great.
Yeah, so Batman movie, yes, see it, go.
Well, this is the summer for comic book movies. I mean, you got Hellboy, you got Batman, you had Iron Man, the Hulk.
Oh, the Iron Man movie, I remember that.
That freaking rocked.
Was it good?
Yeah, Robert Downey Jr. playing himself in a metal suit. I mean, you can't beat that. Boozing alcoholic, rich socialite.
Yeah.
Smartass.
Can we get away from the comic book movies, though? I mean, there are a little bit too many.
As long as they keep selling, they'll keep making.
Yeah. If they're good, I don't care.
Yeah. When has there been a summer blockbuster that's been like kind of like a realistic story? Not some sort of fantasy.
Like something based on a true story?
Yeah, and it hasn't been like...
Like JFK? Like that was huge.
Was that a big summer blockbuster?
In the summer? I don't know. Wow, you're really asking for something specific. A summer blockbuster based on a...
They're never... Yeah.
What the fuck? How are you supposed to find... Google it.
Google. Yeah. How are you supposed to find that? Google?
Hence the show's new motto.
I gotta go see that. Rock, you wanna go see it together? Batman? Right,
fine.
Movie date?
Great. I'll go.
Mean the traps?
Great. Just don't cut a hole in the bottom of the popcorn.
Which, by the way, you're coining what again? For all those keeping track at home, what are the chops now?
Oh, yeah. Verrazano now. Outerbridge Corsage. By the way, you have to fucking take down the toll. The toll's a little bit too much on the Verrazano.
That's kind of hurtful.
You got to even the chops out, Rock. I know the Outer Bridge is like $9, and the Verrazano is like $11. Come on, even them out, man. What
you
up?
Just called your face Staten Island.
I'm used to it.
Shockies. We asked some of the listeners to send in taglines for the radio program. You know what the tagline is for this show, Rock? What is it?
Comedy Beer Smut Talk.
Comedy Beer Smut Talk, lunaticradio.com. Now, we asked some of the listeners to send in taglines and such. Benny Hill Music. We need that for this, right? So I just start reading these off?
It's never inappropriate for Benny Hill Music.
I'm not going to give credit to anybody. I'm just going to read them. Let's just do that.
It's right? Just the same guy over and over again. I mean, really.
You need to be really, for some of these, you need to be kind of inside. You need to be an Uber fan, a person who has listened for many months, I believe, right? A lot of these are inside.
Couple of weeks.
A lot of these have references.
There's show references, but I think that's cool. You know, that kind of that shows that people are actually paying attention.
Let's see if I can do this in 432. Okay, lunaticradio.com, .. Get it? ..
Get it? Because that's a reference we do.
Lunaticradio.com, the only place you can hear about shit and weed and porn in 3 minute span. Lunaticradio.com.
True.
Our third mic can beat up your honor student. Lunaticradio.com. Soon will be blushradio.com.
I can't beat up an honor.
At least the 27th.
Yes, July 27th, everybody. Live lunaticradio.com broadcast. Lunaticradio.com. We have our black card.
That's right. Ray Ray gave us our black card.
Lunaticradio.com.
Our only black listener.
We love Lauren Carr.
Way we do.
Lunaticradio.com. Fuck Kanye West.
Kieran Wood.
And has. Not a bad idea. Lunaticradio.com. New and improved. Wait, scratch that.
Nice. That's a good one.
Lunaticradio.com. Same quality since day one.
That could be good or bad.
Lunaticradio.com.
I don't
want to
read too much into that.
We are Naughty America.
We are. We fucking... How many years have we had that login?
Lunaticradio.com. No difference when we are drunk.
Huh?
Wait a minute.
Wait a second.
Lunaticradio.com. Raping your ears for the last 7 years. Thank you.
We did learn last night Kieran would fuck someone in their ear. That's an inside thing. It's an orifice. It works.
Yeah, it works. It's a hole.
Right? Q-tip, get rid of that.
Lunaticradio.com, the Iron Man of gay porn.
Kieran did last 2 minutes.
Lunaticradio.com, three drinks away from a gay experience. All right, enough of the gay stuff.
No, wait Wait a second.
Come on.
Just because Kieran and I are going to go see a movie together.
Oh, here's a good
and
one.
And hold hands.
No, we're not holding hands.
Here's a good one. LunaticRadio.com. Your couch was asking for it.
Oh, you know.
Load couch.
You heard about that after bar night?
Yeah.
He went back to my place. We can't say who, but she was back at my place.
Oh, yeah. I remember that.
We're in a speed round here, Rock.
Oh, sorry.
LunaticRadio.com. Three guys, one cup.
Look at that.
Hold on. Where's the light?
That's a good one.
Lunatic Radio, for those who like to take dumps and smoke weed.
That's a Kieran Goldie.
LunaticRadio.com, trying to fuck your wife since 2001.
Lauren Carp.
Here's another good one. LunaticRadio.com, ignoring the no rod rule. LunaticRadio.com, hey, feel my hammer.
This was 3 weeks ago when Kieran went to the strip. Never mind.
Lunatic Radio, where listening causes erectile dysfunction.
I hope not.
LunaticRadio.com, we have our own diseases. All right. We're going to pick it up here. LunaticRadio.com, we like balloons and Gigi's.
Hey!
LunaticRadio.com, banned in 5 states and 16 countries.
Including China.
LunaticRadio.com, we say worse shit than Imus.
Oh.
Our favorite, too. By the way. Here's our favorite.
That's right.
LunaticRadio.com. Just Google it.
There you go.
Yeah.
LunaticRadio.com. Disturbingly satisfying, like fucking your cousin.
Wait, okay, that's the new tag phrase. I'm down for that one.
No, wait. This is my favorite right here. Get ready.
Ready for the hilarity?
Uh-oh. Lunatic Radio, we don't listen easy.
Fuck it! Dude, you are better when you hammer.
Lunatic Radio, we don't listen either.
Yeah, that's
thank you.
Thank you, Cam.
And finally, LunaticRadio.com, the internet stops here, along with the funny and self-respect.
It's true.
There you go. Listener taglines. Thank you.
I like them. These people are clever.
Keep them coming. We will do this more. All right, Benny Hill. We got you.
We hear you.
Just play Benny Hill the entire time.
Yeah.
LunaticRadio.com. Just Google it.
That's all awesome. Right. That is awesome. That is
taglines.
Good. We should make a tea. I can throw that on Cafe Press. Why not?
What?
Can you do that? Yeah, we
can
just make anything.
You can.
You can put the word Google in there?
Oh, that's right. We were talking about that. The word Google.
Yeah, I don't know if you can.
Can we do just search it?
Just web search it? Google's better.
I know. Google it is the...
Well, isn't Google in the dictionary now? So maybe you can use it.
Let me Google. What happens if I Google Google? That's weird.
Try it.
No.
Might open up a time vortex. Send us into the fifth dimension.
Maybe it'll take us to a gay porn site.
You're hoping, right?
No. I'm gonna actually find out about if don't do it in the logo, but just write Google. Can you do that?
I think you should try it.
I'm gonna find out. I'm gonna have to talk to Cafe Press.
Get on the horn with them, Rob.
Get on the horn with the old CP.
You could go to like Neighborhoodies too, and you know.
Neighborhoodies? What the fuck is that?
Neighborhood, it's that shop in the mall where you go and you just tell them what to put on the t-shirt for you and they do it. So even if you can't get your listeners to do it, you can do it yourself.
Interesting.
It's just more expensive that way.
By the way, we have a new soundbite that we love.
That's
uh-oh.
Right.
Like, what's the other one we love? The Euchre one.
Oh.
Play that for the people.
Yeah. Here's the pitch. Oh, shit.
Now, we love that drop. We love that one. We love that
that's
the soundbite. But here's another one that we really love.
Do you want some coffee, Mr. Tully?
Do I?
Yes, have some.
Yes, have some.
Oh, fucking Ghostbusters. Love it.
Rick Moranis in that scene is fucking hysterical.
Me and MVP, man, we'd always have these conversations about the Ghostbusters film, and we just pick up all these like little things. He found that on his own, but there's other ones that we was talking about. That is hilarious.
Do you want some coffee, Mr. Tully?
Do I?
Yes, have some.
Yes, have some.
It's even good up until Egon's just, yes, have some. Just a deadpan
delivery. The timing of that is just perfect all around.
Do I?
Yes, have some.
Yes, have some.
Oh, he was good in that. Rick Moranis was good in those.
That fucking, yeah, he was great. Oh, there's just so many funny little things he does.
Better than Honey, I Shrunk the Kids.
Oh, God.
Although not as good as My Blue Heaven.
There was, I don't remember the exact words, but when, you know, he's against that, in the first one, he's against the glass wall by the restaurant, and the giant demon's got him
the
cornered.
Dog.
He's like, maybe I have a biscuit in my pocket.
Nice doggy.
He was good in that film.
Somehow we got to utilize this sound clip.
I don't know how, but it's so fucking funny.
It really is. I don't know. We have to. It has to mean something.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I guess you could start it on the yes, have some. When Egon goes, yes, have some. Could you start it there?
Do I?
Yes, have some.
Yes, have some.
The way he says
it. Oh, yeah, right.
Yeah, right there.
Yes, have some.
Yes, have some.
Oh, that's fucking funny. Rick Moranis is perfect. That fucking Honey, I Blew Up the Kid shit is nonsense. That's Rick Moranis. Yeah.
Yes, man. Have some.
Yes, have some.
It's great.
Tatali. Wait, do I is pretty funny, too, though.
Do I? Do I?
He doesn't know if he wants it. Do I want it?
But then he was...
Yes, have some.
Doesn't he have a tinfoil hat on in this clip? Yeah.
And his fucking hair is a little... It's fucking funny.
That movie was really
good. Yes, have some.
Yes, have some.
He is the Keymaster.
Now, is the one that I had... Let me see, was the... Is this from the first or second?
Yes, that's
the
first. True. This man has no dick.
Yes. Oh. That's the first one where they turn off the vault, the power to the vault, and the ghost escape.
Oh, right.
The containment unit.
Mm.
Is that with the Con Ed guy or something like that?
Exactly. And he has no dick.
So we gotta, I guess we'll, maybe we'll just cut it up.
Yeah, I don't know how we'll work it, but it's funny. Yes, like, have some.
Like, if somebody asks a question, do you want some pussy?
Yes, have some.
Yes, have some.
Oh, good. That's great.
Yeah, all right, we'll cut it up. That's got to go on the board, Brock.
Yep.
Awesome. All right, we'll take another break. Back more LunaticRadio.com show. Blush, July 27th, live broadcast. Kia Rock, Josh Gogan. Free t-shirts, and everybody that's been on this radio show in the past will be in attendance. Even Father Brian.
Yes.
Maybe. I'm a surprise.
No, that's right.
Back right after this. Who made a million a day? But it's an American
gangster right here in your face. This is Rich Mahogany. You've been mahoganized. Make that a freaking sound clip. You a dead man walking and I mean it, okay? I'm a real G. It's
LunaticRadio.com. You know it. And people are calling this fucker a genius.
I don't understand. He's on the cover of Rolling Stone.
Here he is on stage with the police.
Your boy.
And he can't think of another word to say other than yeah.
It's pretty much you. Except your words, apparently.
Honestly, if you're any other person in this world had the chance to do a duet with the police in front of 50,000 people,
right.
To write their own verse,
yeah.
I think they would come up with something better than this dope dude called Kanye West.
I think it's the first time a nigger and the police have worked together well.
Oh my God! Oh, show's over! Show's over!
See you next week, folks.
And that's it. Patty, you just get contracts to that guy.
Wait, you gotta do the slow clap.
That was awesome. My belt not working.
Yay. Now I have four fans.
Look at Tony giving the clap. Unbelievable. Jesus Christ.
Alright. Here's a question. Next word you hear at Conway West is Kanye West's mouth. Is it going to be yeah?
Police. Cold. ROR.
He thought he was going to get arrested and shit. I ain't working with no fucking police.
Oh, shit. I only first started 3,000. Police, where?
Word.
Run.
Man, fuck the police.
This is sick. I steal shit. It's my microphone.
Fucking crack-ass police, motherfucker.
Go! I
love Patrick.
So what you guys are saying is that they went to other rappers and they were like, hey, I ain't working with the motherfucking police.
He was the last one.
They went to 50 Cent and he was like, I ain't working with no police. Motherfucker locked me up. Trying to hold a man down.
Up with that's it. You're what, are you taking a shit? yeah. What, are you taking a dump?
This is big line. It's deep.
He timed it just right after that verse. He knows what he's doing. He's a
yeah, perfect.
Yeah.
I'm sure Sting looked back and said, yeah, great with the right there. Right? Yeah. That was perfect.
Way to time, way to contribute, Coon.
He didn't say that.
I don't think he said that.
100 billion battles washed up by the shore.
Oh, no!
He's like, no, on the shore.
Hello!
Yeah.
I ain't a gold digger.
Yeah, right.
He's trying to sing with Sting. Here's a guy with his mouth is like metal. He's trying to sing with Sting.
He thought the song was Welfare in a Bottle.
Somebody,
what,
please.
What is he doing?
He's trying to sing with Sting. Kanye West is trying to sing along with Sting.
Oh, they should reinstate slavery because of this fucking particular incident.
Now, I'm not a huge Sting fan or a police fan, but that guy I know is a legend in music.
Right.
Right?
Sure.
Kanye West raps about fucking ascots and Bugle Boy jeans. Who the fuck is this guy? Sting should have turned around and said, how about go fuck yourself? Get the fuck off this stage.
Just stop the song.
And now back to the show. Lunatic Radio. Forward! 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 What the fuck? These guys are gay. LunaticRadio.com.
Siren, that's just rock scene boobies.
Yeah, tagline. Reading lunaticradio.com slogan/tagline sent in by the listeners.
I get excited when I see boobies. I can't help it. I like them.
Give them a little scream, Rock. Give them a rocket scream.
No, I don't.
Come on,
I don't
do it.
Politics.
Do it.
No!
Yes!
What am I, a clown? I'm here to amuse you?
Yes, have some. yeah, here we are. It's Kier Rock, Father Brian, joining you on a beautiful Sunday afternoon. LunaticRadio.com show. Congratulations goes out to Deborah LaFave. Deborah LaFave, the hottest teacher, I believe, in my opinion, the hottest teacher to have sex with one of her students ever.
I agree.
That we know about.
I'm in that camp as well, sir.
That we know about. She, apparently she was on, she had the house arrest thing. And it's no more. No more. Deborah is free to go wherever she pleases.
And fulfill many young boys' fantasies.
Can we get her on the show?
I'd love to have Deborah LaFave on the show. And I really wouldn't talk to her about her case at all. I'd just be like, come on. I got an idea for her. Ooh. I got an idea for her.
Get on my dick.
And if there's a porn producer out there, please, I know they have this idea brewing. I know they have this idea brewing.
Let's get Naughty America on the horn.
They got to throw a boatload of cash at this broad. This Devil LaFave broad. And have her do like a barely legal series.
Ooh.
You know? like just bang.
Wait a minute, how is that barely legal, guys?
That's the angle you would take. You need an angle for her to do porn, that would be the angle.
That's a great angle. I just have to say, I firmly agree with it, Kieran.
And it would be all my first sex teacher. You know, Naughty in America really should get on this.
Yes.
Naughty America, because they have the website. What's it called? My First Sex Hot Teacher.
Something like
that. I've been on the site like daily for years, and I still don't know the fucking title.
I just look at the chicks if they're hot enough.
All I see is sex teacher watch. That's
can
watch teacher bang.
And done.
By the way, why does can sound like Fat Kev? Trying to read.
I think that's what it is. That makes it all, it's a full circle now. Can is Fat Kev trying to read.
That's exactly what it is.
Ronnie Bean is fucking huge cock. It's so fucking good.
Oh, God, that sucks. You know what? Actually, I jumped the ball on this one. I jumped the ball on this one. Although Debra LaFave's house arrest has ended, she still faces 7 years of probation.
Holy shit. So what does that mean? As far as probation in regards to this, that means she can't be around children or young adults? I don't know. What is probation?
You know what that means? That the porn people have to go to her.
Oh, okay.
And they have to film it where she is.
Can we call her? Is that possible?
I want to get Debra LaFave on the show. Jenny Blowjob, please.
You know, you can probably find her through Megan's Law website, you know.
You know, we'll do a straightforward fucking interview with her, too. You know? It'd be great to have her on.
I want to, like, see her naked.
We would take it that way, but we wouldn't be so fucking abrasive with it.
No, I know.
Like, you fucking hot. Fuck me. We wouldn't want to do that.
Wait, we wouldn't?
Father Brian wants her in the confessional right fucking now.
But I would want to take it from the angles that we think about. I mean, right. That is what she did to us as 20-something-year-old men is fucking awesome.
Yeah.
Like, if we were 14, holy shit.
We'd be in our glory. In our fucking glory.
Yeah, if you're hot and you bang a student that's above 13, it should be legal.
But only if you're hot.
You're hot.
I mean, we've all done that. We always had a teacher that would be like, oh man, I wonder if you'd like to bang her. Mm-hmm. You had at least one, you know?
And then you went home and you spanked off.
Exactly.
And, you know.
That's right. Is she on that sex? Like, you could, like, map her, like, where she is?
You probably could. She has to be. She's a registered sex offender.
She's on the same list as Mr. Peepers. Mr. Peeble? What was that guy? remember that guy with the weird eyes? Mr. Peepers, was it?
Maybe.
Do you remember him?
Peepers. Yeah. I mean, I think all men who are sex offenders should be shot in, like, just decapitated everything. But
except
if you're a hot...
then it's okay.
You're good. If you're a hot female...
Oh, my God,
fucking,
Kieran.
You're great.
It is a double standard, but
holy
then again...
Holy crap, Kieran.
I'm talking about... She can't be banging 10-year-olds.
No,
there's
no.
There's a cutoff line. 13, boom. Even 12's too young.
13's 13, okay.
What's 13 what's and above.
Hold on a second, Brian. So you're saying she can bang 13-year-old boys?
She can, if she wants. Because at 13, when you're a male and you're 13, we've all been there, right?
I was 13.
That's when our hormones go a little crazy. And we see the fucking teacher. We're looking down her cleavage. When you were fucking 8th grade, tell me you didn't look at your teacher's cleavage.
I'm not denying that.
If it wasn't showing.
Not denying that.
My 8th grade English teacher, I would still fuck right now.
I had a teacher, and I'm not making this up.
Here we go.
Oh, no.
It's a guy.
I had a teacher called Mrs. Hancock.
What?
Hot.
Stop it.
And even though she had coffee breath, she had cleavage galore.
Had coffee? How close did you get that you could tell she had coffee breath?
Well, she just always did. You could smell.
You're not answering the question.
And then, no, I never fucking made out with Miss Hancock.
Was it the brown stained teeth that gave it away?
By the way, even back in that day, we were hacky because every time, like, you would talk to one of your friends, like, oh, whose class do you got now? Oh, Mrs. Hand on my cock.
Oh, look at you guys. Look at you guys.
Wow.
Doing jokes.
Get it.
Yeah, that's still funny jokes. Today, not for nothing.
It is.
So she's a constant coffee drinker. It was like, would you always get like test back with the coffee ring on it?
She had blonde. She, you know, she had that 80s blonde hair, a little
hairnet.
Yeah.
The nicotine stained fingers, the leathery skin. Ooh.
She was tan-tastic.
Melanoma.
She drove a Saab, I remember.
Wow, stalker.
Yeah, made from Jets. Nice.
I really wanted her. Miss Hand on My Cock.
Jeez.
Miss Hancock.
So you're saying if a 13-year-old guy has a chance to bang his teacher, you're saying...
and she's hot, and he wants to do it, we'll power to him.
So what if the teacher...
If he doesn't want to do it, he's obviously gay.
Kieran, and what happens if she's not hot, but he still wants to bang her?
Go ahead. He's just got bad taste.
But that should be publicized for public ridicule.
But she should be thrown in jail because she's ugly.
All right.
Wow.
Ugly people go to
you
jail.
You really need to start drinking because you make more sense when you're drunk.
He just wants to clean up the gene pool. This is eugenics.
I'm just saying, Rock. This is what I'm saying. Hot teachers who bang 13-year-olds, like a person, for example, Deborah LaFave.
Oh.
She shouldn't be in jail. She should be honored.
She should be
at the White House.
Oh, well, but you know what? There is a traumatic element to this. What about all of the male students that she didn't fuck? How bad are they feeling right now?
Yeah, well, they're just fucking jealous.
They're traumatized.
Lucky. They didn't win the lottery.
Not everyone wins the lottery, but you know, we still move on.
Yeah, we do. Deborah LaFave, while she's her house arrest is over, but she's faces 7 years of probation. I'm telling you,
isn't she seeing a new dude now, like an older fellow?
Mm-hmm.
That was a rocket rumor, by the way, but I could have sworn.
I just made it up right now, but I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, it's that rocket rumors work.
Did you hear what you just said?
Yeah, I know exactly what
I said. It's a rocket rumor. I might have heard it somewhere, but I swore that it's true.
But I'm very confident I just made it up.
It's going to wind up in the dictionary at some point, rocket rumors.
This is great about the show, just make up shit. Maybe. Tomorrow it's real.
So microphones, it's the power of a microphone.
You know, we keep on calling Brian Father Brian. Why don't you tell everyone why you're Father Brian?
Mm. Well, I am a registered minister.
So you have a card. I do.
I am a card-carrying member of the Universal Life Church.
So what can you do with this card?
Well, very little.
Can you bless the show, please?
I could. If you'd like me right now, I would bless the show. Bless the show. If I could bless the show, that would be even better.
You want to watch some gay porn, Father Brian?
No. Are you asking me out on a date, Kieran? Mr. Can.
Can, not gay. Gay porn, fine.
Have you ever used the card as like an angle when picking up chicks? Mm.
It doesn't really work that way. You just can't wait. Hey, sweetheart, I'm a minister. However,
I guess you're right.
But you know what? I can drop that I have the parking pass.
Oh!
So, but, you know.
Wait a minute.
Let's go park somewhere. I have a minister's parking pass.
Right.
Karen does that.
We can fuck in all the good parking spots.
Karen does that in church park.
With a female, by the way. Female.
Doctor.
At some point, I should go for the tax exempt thing, but you know.
Really? Oh, you could? You could go for tax exemption?
Any services I did for the church, I could in fact claim tax exempt status.
Wow! So. And you've worked a wedding?
I've worked two weddings.
Two? So look at that.
Yes,
that's pretty cool.
It's phenomenal. I never got paid for either one. I'm just too nice.
So is this bad to be on this show?
I love Deborah LaFave.
Oh, no.
Shut up. We're talking.
No, no. I'm the bar stool evangelist. I get hammered and preach about Jesus in a bar. I mean, really, what am I going to cry in a, you know, show like this?
Brian gets so hammered. It's incredible. Like, he could just drink and drink and drink. And the funniest part about when Brian drinks is when he pukes, it's like someone sneezing. It evacuates his body and he continues.
It's just making room for more.
Most people, when they drink and they throw up, their night's over.
That's amateur hour. If you're going to freaking give up after the fierce puking, you should just go home before you start.
You don't care. You do that too, man. You'll puke and you'll keep going.
Yeah, no, it's an Irish thing.
I mean, granted, it's only after two beers for him, but but still, he keeps on trucking. I'll give him some freaking credit.
Yeah, it's an Irish thing. For some reason, the Irish people can fucking booze it up.
I can't, man.
And when you puke, yeah, it's like you're puking out the fucking drunkenness.
Yeah.
I puke.
It feels good. It's not like a normal puking. It's not like you're like, oh, God, I feel like shit. It's kind of like, oh, that felt pretty good. I'm ready for some more.
Man,
that's how I look at it.
Just kills my night.
You just don't want to get it on your shirt because then, you know.
No.
You can't really hide that. Douse your breath with some more alcohol, though, and no one will know that you puked.
Oh, you got to...
Hey, look, I picked up a girl after puking on myself on the cruise, so...
Oh, wow!
Yeah, I threw up on myself in the middle of the bar, and I just kind of walked away nonchalantly. Only two people noticed. I changed my clothes, I took a quick shower, I came back, had another beer, and I picked up a girl.
Wow, that's skill.
Now,
Well, she was drunk.
Going back to the sex teachers.
Yes.
Hot sex teachers.
He's really hung up on this one.
I am.
I don't blame you.
Deborah LaFave not only banged a student in her classroom, but she traveled like 2 hours north and fucked the same kid. Like, they moved the kid away because they heard about it. Like, oh, the kid had sex. Look, Rock, your phone's ringing.
Oh, it's the important super techno phone.
Woo!
Who is it?
Hold on. Oh, can I do this?
That's his remote control for the Iron Man suit.
Hello?
Who is it, Rock?
Hello? Oh. Hey, I'm doing the radio show right now.
Wow. Better than a commercial break.
No, it's okay. Except I'm actually doing this on air. I'm trying to do like wacky bit that other shows do.
So say something funny.
So,
are you rubbing yourself?
Kieran's gay.
Are you rubbing yourself?
I'm not.
Is that your mom?
It is.
No.
Okay.
Just talk sexy into the phone.
I'll call you later. Okay. All right.
He loves you.
It was my mom.
Well, you love her.
So I do.
That would have been way funnier if you talked sexy into the phone.
So not only did Deborah LaFave have sex with the kid in her classroom, but she traveled 2 hours north when they moved the kid away to have sex with him in an SUV.
Okay, see, that's a problem.
That is a problem.
But it's hot. Because she's hot.
But how good... You are crazy.
Wait, I gotta call bullshit on this. How good were you at 13 at having sex? Were you really that good that your hot teacher would be like, you know, he was fucking phenomenal. I'm going to drive 2 hours to fuck him again.
We don't know. No one's ever met the kids in these situations.
Is it just a born natural?
At 13, Rock, tell me you wouldn't be hot for that.
I'm not denying. It's just the way you're wording it. You're saying it's okay for her to be banging a 13-year-old.
I'm not saying it's okay. It happened.
It should be encouraged, actually.
She's hot.
Dude, oh my God, dude. We're not denying the fact that she's hot, but you're putting yourself in this position like, oh, if I'm the... You're creating this weird fantasy.
He's not creating this weird fantasy. This weird fantasy has been around since time immemorial.
Mm. But I no, right. I understand what you're saying, but are you going to say it's okay for a 13-year-old boy to be banging this older woman?
No, she should be banging me.
Thank you. That's better. Fine. I'll take that. But Kieran's like, dude, 13-year-old.
If the kid's into it.
There should be a new porn for that guy.
If he's into it, what's wrong with it?
Kid, boy, girl, yum.
Kieran, boy, teacher, I spectate.
No, wait, what?
Yeah, you're
voyeur.
You're just sitting there. Yeah, that was the word, voyeur, yeah.
Hey, spectate worked just fine.
That's all right. Kieran's just in the corner jacking off.
There was
disgusting.
As long as hot teacher is doing it in front of me, it's great.
There are four hot teachers that have come out over the last couple of years or so, 10 years or so, yeah, that have fucked students, and it's Deborah LaFave, right?
Yep. Yeah,
Pamela Rogers Turner, who was accused or allegedly had a relationship with a 13-year-old boy, was sentenced to 270 days in jail.
They're big on these 13-year-olds.
Yeah, and I guess after she was sentenced...
17, maybe.
After she was sentenced to 270 days, she got additional time because she continued to send text messages and phone calls and actual video.
Well, what do they actually do? Was she like popping his pimples after sex, you know? Like,
I don't know.
That's their intimate conversation.
What do they talk about after sex? So did you do your homework?
you want to see my new video game, Miss Rogers?
Really? What the hell?
For every wrong answer, you get a spanking.
See, you like that fantasy. You fucking
he's wrong. All over this.
I'd be all over this if I was a student. I'd be all over
it. So you're all over it now.
Let's clear this up so that everyone understands Kieran's stance on it.
Because I think they get it.
No, they don't, because you're insane. Kieran says it's okay if the boy is all right.
Right,
with
yes.
If they're both consenting... Not adults, but both are just consenting.
Right.
It's okay. Oh, and but you keep on mentioning, because she's hot. You can't add that. You're just saying
she is hot.
We're not denying that. But for the sake of you're not going to jail.
Right.
You're
not going to jail for saying something.
Well, you know, but you're putting yourself in a bad light.
I'm not putting myself in a bad light.
You are.
I'm doing a comedy show.
But I think people might misread you because of the way you speak.
If this was like Rush Limbaugh show and we did political
talking to the ditto heads about...
going to jail is exaggerating, but people might misread you because of the way you speak.
Oh.
So you're just...
All right, go.
Just you sound like can. Can, sex, boy, yum.
Wait, hold on. No. Now you're putting me in a bad light. Jesus. It's
you're just
hot.
Saying... if it's ridiculously hot down here. Yeah, if the boy says good, or he says yes, and she says yes, then it's okay, and that's what McCann's trying to do.
But you know what? I mean, let's put into perspective. You got the 13-year-old girl sleeping with the hot male teachers, and that's no good.
No, that's
and
no good.
But, you know, I mean, let's think about it. You think those girls aren't thinking the same thing we're thinking? Like, oh, yeah, you know, he's fucking hot.
Nah, yeah,
I don't think so.
Yeah, but they wouldn't go that far. Women are different like that. Girls are definitely different like
men
that.
Men are scumbags. All those guys should be shot. Any male that's banging a 13-year-old should be shot.
I
but
agree.
If a woman's banging a 13-year-old, it's okay.
Fine. It's a different fucking thing, man. No, you're
I'm
a guy.
Asking.
Men are predatory.
I'm not questioning. I'm just trying to understand for people who might be listening. Be like, what is he talking? Well, I think we talking about.
You know, I think it's kind of the
I don't
the
know
idea.
Why
you know?
Like that.
when a man is having sex, he's fucking, and when a girl's having sex, she's getting fucked. So,
right.
So that might very well just be the very root of it. You know.
All right. So this is what I'm going with. Pamela Rogers Turner. She's 27.
Yum.
She's fucking smoking. She's just as good as hot as Deborah LaFave.
I want her to spank me with a yardstick.
And she had, you know, sex with the 13-year-old boy. Now, these two are in jail. But once they get out, once they're free to do whatever they want, yeah. A porn producer has to approach them. They want to make money. If I were their agents, say I were these girls' agents.
Right.
They can make a boatload of cash doing a barely legal porn series. Tell me they couldn't.
Can I just say something right here? I wonder what the show would have been like if you jerked off beforehand. If you wouldn't be so fucking hard up for some sex
Rock,
right now.
I'm being...
I honestly think...
Tell me this
you
is not...
Be, if you had jerked off beforehand...
If you hadn't taken that Dunkin' Donuts
if
run...
If you got it out of your system right now, you'd be like, she's an evil woman. She should be quarantined from society forever.
Hold on.
Oh, here we go.
Radio critic. Radio fucking cancer critic.
I'm not being critical. I just think you have this fantasy in your head and you want to make it happen.
Tell me that. Why does that Naughty America have that my first sex hot teacher, whatever the fuck it is? Why? And why does it get millions of hits?
It is right, because it's about the fantasy about having the
right,
teacher.
Right, it's a fantasy. I'm not talking literal, but... If these girls do their time for what they've done wrong,
right.
Tell me that's not a great idea for them.
I agree, it is. It would be very...
If they're willing to... I mean, they're frisky anyway. This girl, Pamela Turner, she had a sex with a 13-year-old. She got sentenced, and she still continued... She's mentally fucked up. I know that.
But it's all right.
She continued to send videos. I actually just put this on the message board, the actual video she sent to the kid after she got sentenced for the first time.
She's a smoking bug.
She is fucking smoking hot. She's in lingerie.
Why didn't she send me those videos?
I know. If I was 13, I would totally keep that shit to myself.
I'd be kept back every year just to stay in her class.
But when you're a kid and you're 13, you get something like that. There's no way you can hold it in. You're showing that to your friends.
You're probably just the man for the rest of your fucking life.
That'd be great if you were in the class and she gives you your test. But Kieran, you failed again. I just don't get it. But you didn't even write your name on the test. It's not even bothering.
So what's it going to take?
You just wrote can on the top.
Can, fuck you. Fail. Okay. Yeah, so Pamela Rogers Turner and Deborah LaFave, get on it. Sex.
You could start a porn web series with this. You know,
you could go to
ageofconsent.com and have them go from state to state and fuck the guys who are just legal to have sex.
You know, it's like that, was it, Bobbitt?
Oh,
John Wayne Bobbitt.
Yeah.
The guy got his dick cut off.
Yep.
How is this anything like that?
No, but he's like one of those pop culture people that started a porn series.
Yeah, okay.
You know?
You had me worried there for a second, Kieran. I'm sorry.
I'm trying to understand, though. I mean, I'm sure this has been talked about a bazillion times. He's not fully developed, right? At 13?
Well, you go through puberty. When did you go through puberty? Fucking 23?
Yeah, but I was covered in pimples at 13. I smelled. I mean, you know.
But I mean, is, at 13, are you fully your full height at that point? I forgot.
No, you don't stop growing until you're 25.
Really?
No, I stopped growing at 13. I was this tall then.
Really?
Yeah.
Now some people are fucked up.
I'm just saying.
Yeah,
like,
tell me about it.
Or some people are 5'2".
Kieran was like 4'3" and at 13, and he stopped growing at 25.
Hi, I guess I'm not playing basketball this year. Who wants to join the Mickey Mouse Club, guys? Come on.
So what was your question?
Yeah, so is this dick big at 13?
I am not questioning the fact that they're a little tweaked in the head, Deborah LaFave and Pamela.
It's a little wacky.
But there's something different about it because they are hot. And in it, there's something that makes
man.
It.
You're
this
hilarious.
Is something that makes it okay because they're hot and they're females. They're older females, and guys at 13, 14, 15, 16, right. Even though you're not of age, are horny.
They're fantasizing about. I agree.
You
completely.
Know, in a way, it's the 13-year-old taking advantage of her. How's because she's fucked in the head. So she's dumb and he's getting laid.
There you go. I like where he's going. Chicks See? Are dumb.
Wow.
Dumb broads.
I cut through all the bullshit, Rock. I get to the point.
Holy. Can broads dumb.
That is kind of hard to argue. She's obviously fucked in the head if she wants to fuck a 13-year-old boy when there's plenty of available penis like mine hanging around.
Yeah, send her an email. See what happens.
I want Deborah LaFave on the show. Jenny Blowjob. Alert Jenny Blowjob. Can I have like an alert sound? Alert.
Alert. Alert.
Yeah, her.
Get her on the horn. There you go.
Jenny Blowjob! Deborah LaFave on the show!
Thank
That's
you.
That's on Noah Beers.
Yeah.
Woo!
I don't know if I like this.
No, it's...
Woo-hoo!
Kieran,
maybe the beer would dumb down his sex urge right now. We'd have moved on to another bit by now, but no.
California's getting poo power. You know what we were talking about? Alternative fuels?
Yes! Yes!
Ooh.
California is going to take sewage. Sewage. Make power out of it.
Wow.
California rules! So wait, is that the Vin Diesel?
Does that mean I can make money off taking a shit in California?
Yes.
I'm so there.
A new power plant being built east of Los Angeles is set to provide electricity from sewage.
How is that going to work?
Now, we were talking about
this
alternative powers.
Yes.
And maybe we stepped out of bounds a little bit, but Rock and I came up with the idea. Let's get a sperm banks going on this and somehow try to make sperm, manipulate sperm into some sort
Absolutely.
Of fuel. Because men, we waste semen like it's fucking water.
Put it in a giant sperm hamster wheel and get it moving. You
yes.
know? There you go. That'll generate some power.
Yes.
It's like hydropower. Sperm hydropower.
If they can make poo into power and power a fucking air conditioner or some shit, right? Why can't you do it with semen, Rock?
You know what? You're 100% correct. But I don't understand how the fuck you could sewage is going to convert into... What the fuck?
Well, it's nitrate. It burns.
And,
it's flammable. You can make fuel out of it.
Not only is this plant being built, but it will be operational by the end of the year.
So wait a minute.
It's going to smell.
But it's not a clean... It's not like a... It's not a environmentally helpful resource.
Well, you know, it's not... At least it's not burning fossil fuels, but...
No, but it is giving off a lot of toxic fumes.
It's going to smell. You know that. I mean, there's no way for that not to smell. Burning poo, you know? That's what
you're doing. I wonder if they're going to have shit banks. Like,
wow.
Just buildings, and you just go take dump, and you get a tax break or some shit.
Like, if I got paid a quarter every time I took a shit, I'd be eating burritos all day and hanging out at the shit bank.
Taco Bell stocks are going to go up,
oh,
and what
yeah.
is that? Demolition Man. They're going to win the fast food award. It all comes back around to movies, Kieran. I'm telling you.
Yo.
We went through this probably a good year ago now that movies do dictate our future.
Mm-hmm.
One case in point was Coming to America
yes.
when the Giants beat Green Bay Packers
by kicking an oblong
ball through a big H.
Yeah. An oblong pigskin ball.
And, you know, there were some little other references in Demolition Man. And one of the ones we're working on right now is Taco Bell winning the fast food wars. And if this happens with the shit, people are going to be eating up Taco Bell.
I'm rooting for Taco
Bell. Just to
Bell.
Make some money.
Right.
They're going to be buying burritos to make
Taco
shit
Bell and P.F. Chang's.
They're going to buy shit food to make shit.
Yes.
Yeah, but you know, you got the Chinese food, and that just rents space. That goes out super quick.
Like, our body's going to become like real machines, like in the Matrix.
Whoa. Weird. We're batteries, man.
So California is on the tip. They listen to us, Rock.
Some people's jobs are just going to be sit on a toilet bowl and make shit.
Somebody.
I want that to be my job. I'm uber qualified. I have so IBS. Weird.
Somebody in L.A. So was listening to our program a month ago and was like, you know what? Eh, maybe not sperm at this moment, but shit.
Yeah.
We can make shit into power.
They're at the big fucking corporate table. We're going to make shit power. Harumph,
you know? I'm telling you, man. You want to get
send
away
out the
from,
press release. Send out the press release. I need shit to maybe power. Blah.
Fuck these hybrid cars and bullshit running on electricity and what was it? What are they fucking running shit on? Cocaine or something?
Well, you know, Doc Brown ran his DeLorean on garbage.
Biodiesel. Remember the French fry? The
biodiesel. Oh, fuck gas. Fuck gas. The gas prices are what? Fucking $10 a gallon now?
Try like four and a quarter.
That's close enough. Fuck it, man. Sperm, baby.
What is wrong with you?
We got sperm.
He's got sperm.
Shit and sperm. That will be a new hybrid car.
It's a Fecophiliac's wet dream.
I'm driving my new Ford fucked. And it's run off of shit and sperm.
Ford fucked. Holy shit. The Ford cunt blazer.
It can go 0 to 60 in 12 minutes, but then just stops.
Get it, Rock?
How much? Yes.
It just came over.
Yeah, right. We got it.
Yes, have some.
Wash your hands after driving this car.
Yes. So what is it like? So what does your car get at? 2 shits per gallon or something? How does that work?
My car gets
2 miles per shit.
60 miles of shit.
That's it.
You know, maybe soon we'll be able to bottle our own farts, too. That would just...
God, and like diesel trucks, you know? They would be powered by big fat guy shits. Elephant shit.
Oh, so maybe also it would get to the point that your seat is actually like those toilet bowl seats. And if you need to just shit, you just go and it goes right into the reservoir system. So it's like, you know, you don't have to stop. You don't have to refuel. It's disgusting.
Right. So the facility.
I hope this doesn't take off. I like the sperm idea more than the shit idea.
I like the sperm idea because everybody's got it. I mean, how... Dude, we waste it all the time. I mean, every time, every
it's
night.
It's disgusting. It's
11
not disgusting
o'clock.
Issue.
You know
shit.
How much fucking sperm is on paper towels around this country?
I know, tons.
Just tons of fucking sperm. That could be fucking taken, recycled, and I could be driving my car to work on that shit.
You know, if you want to gas up, you have just a device in the car that jerks you off and just sucks it right out of you.
What we are saying, people, is that they're turning shit into power in California. Tell me they can't do that with sperm.
Exactly.
Fuck the babies.
What?
What does this have to do with babies?
Wait a minute, 13-year-old? What are you doing?
I meant to say, I left a couple words out of that sentence.
That was canned speaking.
Canned speaking.
I meant, fuck making the babies. Let's use the sperm for something else.
Gotcha.
Like getting our car to work.
Understood. Whew, good thing they
thank
saved
you.
That.
Hollywood Can speaks again.
Yeah. Canned fucked babies. What? What?
Are we going back to Hot for Teacher again?
Mm. A new hybrids, of course, would be run on shit and sperm. And the new Ford fucked car is coming out.
I like that. Yeah, see, running on Ford fucked, run on your sperm. Not Kieran's sperm. Just
Then Chevy's motto, like a rock, would be...
like a cock.
Like a rock.
It would make sense, right?
I'm strong as I could be.
Ford fucked.
So instead of a gas guzzler, it's a cum guzzler?
Oh. Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, here we go.
Look at my cum belching Ford fucks.
Your fucking car's a cum guzzler.
Your car's a real whore.
the new Chevy gutter slut.
Obviously, we're not saying that this new power being generated by shit and waste and sewage will be used to power cars, but it's used to make energy.
Right.
We don't know if it's going to be...
We're predicting the future.
Yeah.
If you're going to make power plants, you can eventually get into cars.
We're taking it one step further.
Right.
Because we're all worried about the cars, right? That's all we're worried about.
Yeah.
You know?
We got to get away from the gasoline.
I don't want to be riding my Schwinn in 5 years.
Well, I'm wondering where our flying cars because we were promised flying cars when we were kids.
Yeah.
And where are they? We've been promised flying cars for a very long time.
1960s cartoons, Tex Avery cartoons said we'd have flying cars by now.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. I'm let down. I'm disappointed. I'm mortally offended.
2001. Remember the movie 2001?
Yeah.
This should be in fucking spaceships, but at this point, fucking.
There are spaceships.
Yeah, like not good ones. Not the ones that they
have.
It's
not like the moon is a tourist attraction yet.
Isn't it true? Like it's the same design and construction that the NASA spaceship, the space shuttles from like 1970 something.
Yeah.
Like nothing's been updated on the NASA space shuttle since 1970 something or other.
Well, the wheel width is actually determined by the width of a Roman centurion's chariot. Believe it or not.
Stop it.
No, I'm serious. I'm serious. The wheel ruts in the middle of the road are actually the same width as they use
Holy
on those chariots.
Shit.
So your car, your train, the wheels on the space thing and whatever else, all determined by the width of the wheels on the Centurion's chariot.
So this is where Kieran comes in and changes everything by chiseling into your... Wait, what?
Father Brian will be here all week.
He was giving us a fact.
I know.
It wasn't a funny fact. It was just a fact.
It was a fact.
Right.
You were educated.
See, that's what happened. Kieran's got ADD. We can actually give him legitimate information.
Not smart.
If it's
noise.
Yeah, if it's not talking about, like, chicks and dicks, he has no interest
or in shit. Or shit.
What happened?
Chicks or dicks.
Or shit. Or Vin Diesel.
Well, let's be fair. It's comedy, no smut, porn talk.
Right.
Yeah, yeah. If it's not one of those things, he just does not care.
It's not comedy.
As soon as you said the word chariot, he's just like, I like kitty cats.
You could go into Roman war helmet from that. And that's bad segue.
Segue alert.
All right. We'll do a break. Come back. More LunaticRadio.com show. Father Brian joining us.
We're going to try to do a show later.
Right after this.
Miss some of the live show? Be sure to check us out on iTunes and download the show located in the podcast directory under comedy. That's Lunatic Radio iTunes podcast comedy category. Because we're
That's lunaticradio.com/iTunes to download the show.
Oh, I love Deborah LaFave. This is what I'm hoping, Josh. This is my outlook for Deborah LaFave. Now, she has to do the 7 years of house arrest thing, right? And maybe she has some probation or something mixed in after that. I'm hoping so she can make some money, she does some porno stuff.
Nice.
Where there's, like, all sorts of, like, role-playing, like, I'm the teacher, you're the student deal. And I can have lots of material to jack to.
I'm sure she'll be in Playboy in 20 years when you don't give a shit anymore.
Yeah. I hope Playboy fucking gets on the ball with this.
Well, she probably, like, dude, her probation probably won't let her do anything like that right now.
How many years ago did she get caught and sentenced? Like, 2 years ago?
Who knows?
Yeah, remember, like 2 years ago.
Didn't her lawyer say she's too pretty to go to jail?
Yeah,
look at
like
my
that.
Client. She doesn't belong in jail.
Right.
She's hot.
She's cute as a button.
Hot girls don't go to jail.
Right. Hot people have it made. Like, you'll never see a guy that looks like Brad Pitt homeless. You know what I mean? Pretty people have it made.
Do you have the part where they talked about when they were searching for evidence?
Yeah.
Because that one's like, they don't talk about what other intimate, you know, detail it was, but you kind of know it's a ring down there.
Yeah, I don't have that clip, but they did throw her in.
What?
When they had to do, like, a search of her because they had to actually identify if Deborah was, you know, the teacher who was banging this kid.
Right.
So the kid told the police about certain parts of her body and certain things on those parts that were identifiable.
Oh, she had the pierced.
Yeah, so they brought her into the station or whatever, and they threw the chick up, they threw Deborah up on stirrups and had her badge spread wide open.
Awesome.
Going, yeah, that's her.
That's her. That's the.
And Matt Lauer goes, those pictures never made it into the public domain.
Dude, somebody's gonna leak that shit, man.
Wow.
They're gonna be. But the thing is, she's a 23-year-old teacher with her jug pierced. Come on. You could have brought that up during the trial. Do you have a clit ring? Yeah. Okay.
All right, you're the person. You're the chick.
That's you.
All right, no more questions.
I love her. Dude, Josh, I love her, dude.
Do you know probably the cops did that just to get a look at her?
Yeah.
You know? Like, they were like, oh, we gotta see it, right? Right?
Right.
Get the judge. So stupid. Because, you know, they were, yeah, come on. Those guys are just like, yeah, we gotta see it. Check it out. You believe I get paid for this?
There's totally copies of that shit going around the police department. And, you know, everybody's got a copy of their home batch into it. Oh, fucking dirty tips.
Their inbox and their email.
Yeah. And there's, like, one girl present to make it all right. You know, they're like, look, we had a girl today. It was okay.
Yeah, right. Oh, yeah, that was great. The Deborah LaFave interview on Dateline. Thank you to Matt Lauer, finally making some entertainment for me to watch. Bravo.
It wouldn't have been the same if Katie Kirk was doing the interview.
I know.
She would have giggled, like, halfway through. Like, giggle, giggle.
Chris Hansen should have did it.
Yeah. I like pie. What are you doing?
Hey, this is Bella Donna, and you're listening to LunaticRadio.com show.
Thank you, Bella.
That was a classic.
It was awesome. Perfect.
You know, I usually fuck up on those things, but I was like, not this time. I won't do it.
Are you looking for HD quality, uncensored broadcasts from all genres of news, sports, music, entertainment, and more? Or are you a broadcaster looking for a program to help easily get your live and pre-programmed content out to a wide audience? If you are either an avid listener of internet-based programming or a broadcaster with little or even advanced knowledge, then UBroadcast is for you. UBroadcast has created two revolutionary products for both the listener and broadcaster. First, the UBroadcast Player. The UBroadcast Player for the listener immediately gives access to hundreds of live and pre-programmed shows with easy-to-use functions and interactive features. It also gives access to featured content and, coming soon, live concerts, adults-only programming, and premium content channels. And if that's not enough, the UBroadcast Station Manager. The UBroadcast Station Manager is an easy-to-use broadcasting tool that will quickly get your show up and running. Talk live about topics that are important to you that may not get coverage in mainstream media. Conduct interviews and other presentations, debate live callers, and play sound effects and commercials just like professional broadcasters. The best part to getting started is that it's all free. So go to ubroadcast.com and try it yourself. That's www.ubroadcast.com.
And now back to the lunaticradio.com show. We suck.
Sunday, July 27th, everybody. LunaticRadio.com remote live broadcast from Blush, a gentleman's club on Comac, Long Island. We are inviting all to come out. We're going to have a great time at Blush. Broadcast begins at 5 and runs to 8 o'clock. Doors open at 1. The club opens at 1. So Rock and I will be there all day along with Josh Gogan. We've got t-shirts. And a lot of your lunaticradio.com old school and regular co-hosts and blah, blah, blah will all be there.
And balloons.
And balloons. So come out to Blush, everybody. BlushLongIsland.com or log on to lunaticradio.com for more information. It's going to be a good time. Word them up.
And we'll be giving away a Ford Fuck.
I will personally fill it up for you.
Yeah, we're just going to have our listeners fucking a car.
Well, you know, you don't want their blue balls to be ruined from the strippers and all that, right. Blah, blah, blah.
Right.
Where's the horn?
Yeah. All right. We're having a good time in the show today. We got a little crazy in the last
second. Wow. Yeah, I know.
Ford fuck.
I think the heat is like starting to affect our brain.
The new hybrid car run on shit and sperm called the Ford fuck. I can't wait for that one to come out. Ford is on the ball. Ford is on the ball with this one.
No, they're not.
On the balls, even.
Hey, right, look at you.
Oh.
They should be. Steve-O.
Your boy.
Admitted to a mental hospital.
Oh.
What's up with that, Steve-O?
Did he drop a plug on his way there? Bro, man, dude.
It's very popular.
That's what he said.
We thought a couple. What was this, over the winter time? We'd get drunk calls from a guy who said he was Steve-O. Sounded exactly like Steve-O.
Yeah, I remember that.
And we were like, "All right." He called in like what, 4 times?
Yeah, I think we got a good 3-4 shows. Yeah,
and the first call we ever got from him, it sounded like he was outside of a club and some gave him a phone and told him to do a liner.
It sounded so legit.
It sounded so legit. So we just assumed it was him. But Steve-O admitted to a mental hospital. Mount Sinai. Cedar-Sinai Hospital, everybody. And apparently it's because, well, Steve-O says on his website, I did so much cocaine, ketamine, and PCP, and other drugs that my brain is all fucked up. And I'm a little loopy. So...
just a little.
You know, I just kind of plug it. The Lunatic Radio blog, if you go to lunaticradio.com/blog, I just typed in Steve-O when he gave me the date. November 4th was the show.
November 4th was the show.
Yeah, where
we played those clips. Calls. Yeah.
And it's titled Candlelight Diner. I guess we were talking about the diner that show. I'm getting hungry.
Well, he actually has been clean for 115 days, but he's still a little loopy.
It's like Karen.
Bro, dude.
You sound like that. You certainly are a little loopy.
Thank God I'm not doing drugs, because that'd be fucking
you'd be screwed up as it is. You're screwed up on Coors Light.
He's sober right now, too.
Yeah. Another sign of the world going to hell.
Oh?
2 eighth graders caught having sex during class.
During class?
Yeah.
Wow.
How do you pull that off?
And not with a teacher, right?
And do they have, is there a video of this?
The teacher stepped out for a minute, and
is there video?
The kids went at it.
Oh, the teacher stepped out, I guess. What about everyone else in the class?
I don't know.
They got in a circle and started clapping their hands, obviously.
How the hell? You know, people, these kids check out Naughty America, and they're like, you know what, I'm gonna reenact this scene.
Yeah.
That's crazy!
I mean, you got like,
nuts.
How old is the 8th grade? 13?
Something like that.
14?
No, no. 14, 15, maybe?
No, 13. 13 is 8th grade.
13-year-olds fucking.
I don't know.
I blame the MySpace.
Yeah. How does that fucking happen? I mean, really? Come on. In 8th grade? It's a new generation. That's all it is.
13-year-olds are new generation.
Who knows how to talk a girl into having sex in 8th grade? I mean,
yeah,
it's not like,
yeah,
not like any of us are that smooth, you know? Yeah. I ain't got game then, you know?
God. In class.
Got like snots hanging out his nose, and he's still fucking.
Fucking
her.
Teacher steps out to get a drink of water or something.
Pop my pimple.
Why don't you blow me now? It's a good time. Fucking class.
How do they? Like, how does that work?
Like all the right. Big thing when the teacher stepped out of class in 8th grade was copying off the other person's paper when you're having a test. So now it's like,
all right, I did your homework, and now you suck my dick.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Wow. I guess
if I
something.
Give you these 2 inches, will you blow me right now?
Right now.
Oh, God. Unbelievable.
I'm completely dumbfounded. If there were other people, like, what were the other people doing?
I would imagine they were spanking it.
Do you have information on that story, or is it like a little short AP
blurb? It's a little
blurb.
Short AP thing.
Let me look this
but
up.
But the parents are all upset. They're all upset about the supervision inside the school. How about your kids not having the idea to have sex during class? I think that that idea kind of comes from the home a little bit.
And not for nothing, every time my teacher left the classroom, I wasn't tempted to... Well, I was tempted to, but I never did fuck any of my classmates.
Yeah. Unbelievable.
They wouldn't step into Father Brian's confessional.
And they're completely... The parents of these two students are blaming it on the teacher and not being supervising the kid.
That's horseshit.
But where does the kid get the idea to have sex in a class?
That's Clydesdale crap.
I didn't find the right one because I did the Google search, but the school doesn't match. This is another school. Sixth grade students have sex in class with teacher present. This happened in Indianapolis.
That's even a better story. Read that one.
I have another teacher sex story that I'll get to after
dear
this.
God.
I just typed it in. All these stories are crazy. All right, but here's this one. Two sixth grade middle school students at Raymond Park Middle School have been reported to have had sexual activity in a shop class at the school nearly 4 months ago while the teacher was in class and others stood as lookouts. The incident was not reported immediately, having happened in November, but parents are just now discovering this event occurred. No one with the school appears to be commenting, even after news television investigation revealed evidence about the incident and why the incident was not reported to the parents and to the other children were not informed child may have witnessed the sexual act.
Unbelievable.
I just want to be reincarnated so I can live the life that these kids are living right now.
Honestly. Because school is now the fucking new, like, porn shop.
Apparently. Hot teachers, fucking having sex in class. I mean...
Parents are outraged. In television news, with local news stations and broadcasts also on CNN.com, parents are asking to know where the teacher was, who has been reported to have been in the room at the time of the sexual activity occurred, and why the teacher did not report it or intervene, or if the teacher was even aware. Parents also want to know why they were not informed that this occurred, especially those parents whose students were in the particular class. But I cannot believe that.
It's all the teacher's fault that your dumb kids are having sex in the middle of class.
Right.
Because as soon as you turn your back, your kids are going to have sex. What? What? Oh, God, you know, if I don't keep an eye on Lurleen and Chris, they're going to fuck in their bedroom, and they brother and sister. You know, what?
Yeah, right. Fucking... dopey parents.
Wait a minute. I'm just looking at, like, this is, this is...
Could it just be that your children are scumbags?
Can I just show you how stupid there's some people in this world?
Uh-oh.
In this country are. So there's, like, another site that brings up that story, and you could, like, add comments. And here's some guy. As the effects of global warming continue, look for more kids and to have their clothes off. This sort of thing used to only occur in tropical climates where drug runners control commerce and warlords control the church. So this guy's saying kids having sex in class is because of global warming. There's a lot of stupid people out there. And I thought we were idiots talking about the Ford fucked car. There's a guy saying kids are having sex in middle school because of quote-unquote global warming.
Well, ask Al Gore about it. He would know.
I was just about to ask, is that signed Al Gore?
Okay, so you're ready for this story, Karen, and then Brian?
Uh-oh.
Teacher accused of having sex with disabled student.
He's a little frisky.
I throw my hands up. I surrender.
Is that a guy and girl or a girl? It was a student, a female?
Mandy Weeks is accused of having sex with a disabled student. Woman on guy. On kid.
Wow. Woman on guy.
A Dutchess County right here in the good old state of New York. Special education teacher has been accused. Of having sex with a 15-year-old disabled student. Teacher Mandy Weeks, 27, was arrested on Monday in Queens. She admitted to having sex with a student in the Devereux Foundation New York Center for the past month, according to police. Weeks is charged with two counts of rape with a child under the age of 21 and two acts of acting in a manner to injure a child under the age of 17. I didn't realize that was a law. The student was in the school's residential program and lived on campus. He had been home on break for the last 2 weeks. Weeks lives in upstate New York, and the reason for her commute to Queens Monday is still being questioned. The alleged sexual assault was discovered Monday when a student went missing and returned home on his own.
Hold on. I think I have...
Really?
I have comments from the disabled person.
You've got to be kidding
me. Was it a female or a male?
It was a male disabled student.
All right, here we go.
Do I?
Yes, have some.
Yes, have some.
It worked itself into this week's show.
Dun, 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 dun.
Can you believe that?
Yeah.
She's not that bad. They show a picture of the girl. She's not that bad. She's not that bad looking.
Yeah, maybe she's trying to help the kid out.
See, I mean, she's not like, what the fuck? It's like a little weird photo.
Those handicapped kids, you know?
She strikes me as the type who would jump a handicapped kid just looking at her.
I mean, she's, come on. I mean, she's not like, you know.
Off. Do I?
Yes, have some.
Yes, have some.
Okay.
How? I can't. Now, the thing with that Indiana story is that kids were on the lookout.
Yeah, in the shop club.
I would have been like, dude, if I'm looking out for you, I get a take on it a little bit after.
At least I want a little finger bang action. Come on.
And the girl's working on the wood.
Oh,
Jeez. It's in shop class.
Jeez, man.
That's vaudevillian right there.
It's unbelievable.
Talent on loan from God, people. Yes. A lot of teachers having sex with kids. And
why though? They can't get... this girl's 20. This girl's a teacher. She's 27. You know what it is, though? Teachers have, like, fucking whacked out schedules, man. They really do.
I don't know. I know a couple of teachers I see at the bar every night. And they go to class every morning.
You know what it is? They're never around, you know, people in their own age. The only social life they really have is the fucking students. So they almost get fucking warped.
You might have a point there, Rock.
Well, I don't know. I think that's just their job. I mean, like I said, I know teachers that come to my bar and they're a little bit loose.
They're out the door. Like, they're out the door every morning, like 5:30 in the morning. They get home and, like, they got to be asleep by like 8 o'clock. So the weekdays are completely destroyed. By the time the weekend comes, they just want to catch up on the sleep and do everything else that they have to do with their life. Any sort of, like, you know, errands and bullshit like that. So they're only out for a couple hours, you know. And, The majority of their social life is with a bunch of the kids. And I would not be surprised that some of these teachers are a little soft in the brain, a little jelly-headed, that they're morphed and they're like kind of like, okay, these are my peers now. Yeah. I'm going to hang with them.
I'm going to throw something out there, right? All right? If you're a teacher.
Throw it out.
If you're a teacher, right, and you spend all this time all day alone with these annoying 13-year-old kids, I don't know. My first thought isn't going home and getting sleep. My first thought is getting a fucking shot of Jack Daniels down my gullet.
But that's you. I mean, like, I once dated a teacher, and her schedule was insane.
When you were an adult?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, okay. Yes.
No. I like the teacher he was dating. Yeah, this 13.
Well, we've been doing stories about
it. Oh, right. No. Yeah. I dated it. Yes, we were both. Yeah.
She made me a peanut butter and jelly sandwich and patted me on the head.
We were both working class.
I was in seventh grade. She was 43.
And her schedule was atrocious. I mean, I respected her schedule. It was very difficult and very stressful. And by the time the weekend comes, she didn't want to do much. So,
right.
But at the end of the day, her work day, the majority of the time, the majority of the people she was around were these students, you know? So I could understand that some of these fucking teachers were little fucking whack loons,
Are you trying to tell us that your former girlfriend is having sex with 13-year-olds?
No, dude.
I don't know, because that seems like that's what you were trying to communicate right there.
No. We're not even going to joke about that. No, that's not what I was implying. All I was saying is that teachers' schedules are really fucked up. Let's take it. That's not right. Come on. I am not implying that whatsoever. I'm just saying that teachers' schedules can be really screwed up.
Right.
I can understand.
And hanging with kids all day.
That's all you do.
For a loop.
That's right. Absolutely. Especially if you're a little fucking melonhead. You know, so.
Like being on the internet all day maybe can make you a little socially inept.
Yeah, like Kieran with MySpace. That's all he does. That's all he communicates. Kieran's. There could be a girl right in front of Kieran. Be like, can I text you? It's a lot easier that way.
No, not really. But I go to a bar and I go, what's your status?
He just walks into the room and says ASL and looks around.
Are you quixotic or rocking?
Can you leave me a comment? I just bought you a drink.
Are you online now?
You haven't updated your status lately, so I'm not sure of your mood.
Can you add me as a friend?
Are you in my extended network?
In my dick too.
You know, I'm not sure what you look like because I haven't seen your profile pictures recently.
Right.
I know I'm looking at you right now, but it's not official unless it's on MySpace.
Oh, God.
MySpace.
Yeah, you got to stop.
I'm not on it that much.
Don't you have it open right now?
I'm going to show clips.
All right. I'm on Facebook right now. Get it right.
That's one fucking site I'll never fucking join.
Really?
Never.
Why? I mean, I don't do it, but what?
It's like
what's
Big
your...
Brother, that fucking thing.
Oh, really?
I think so. Facebook?
Yeah, it kind of is.
It's like Big Brother.
You got your full name on there. You got to have your location. They do ask for your cell phone number.
I bet you they want to make it more legit. They don't want fucking guys just going on there.
No. They want to control you. Fuck that.
It's the man.
They do it so the guys just can't go on there and look at chicks swearing barely anything.
Fuck Facebook.
Fuck Facebook.
Fuck Facebook. Fuck it, man.
I will remind you that Canis.
They ask for a phone number on Facebook.
Sober, fuck Facebook.
They actually ask for a phone number on
Facebook? They do. Wow. And then they ask if they can send you text updates from your profile.
Oh,
so
no scuff.
If someone leaves a post on your wall.
And if you buy something, doesn't it give you like an update of like what you bought?
Like I did something like that. Like I fucking like got a movie or some shit, and it was like, Karen just got this movie.
You should.
I'm like, what the fuck is this on my Facebook? You,
Karen, we should make like a Lunatic Radio like public page on Facebook and buy things like the Fleshlight, you know, and like a Gigi.
Karen bought another Gigi.
Well, it makes it harder to cheat on your girlfriend with Facebook, because anytime you talk to someone or post on their wall, it lets you know in the updates, oh, Adam or Rocket is talking to so-and-so. So
it's like, Rocket is talking to Alexi Love.
Let me just take a look at that. Well, look at that. That's a questionable wall post right there.
I don't understand these wall posts and things. I don't know.
We're getting too old for this shit.
Yeah, Facebook. Pff, fuck yourself. Fuck Facebook.
Fuck.
What's the other one? Isn't there another one like Friendster?
Friendster.
Yeah, Friendster was the original. Friendster was the OG.
That's what Tia Tequila started, and then Tom whored her out to MySpace. Isn't that the story how that went? She was on Friendster, and then
Friendster
he bought
still
her
around.
Out.
Friendster is still around. I don't know why, but Friendster is still around.
I just use the internet for email and fucking Naughty America. That's about it.
Yeah.
That's about it.
All right.
And now Egotastic Boys.
You're like, I'm not that far off.
Breaking back, drunk calls, lunaticradio.com show, can rock father.
This is Johnny Ballsack. You're listening to lunaticradio.com. Kieran is a homo.
How about that?
Wow.
Steve O.
You know what he sounded like?
Uh-oh.
Did you see the clip of when he was on Adam Carolla's show?
Right.
Oh, yeah, he's completely obliterated.
Yeah, it sounded like he was two beers away from that guy.
I'll take it, though.
I will fucking strangle you.
But how about that, man? Steve O calling fucking our drunk call hotline.
All right, let's play it again because I have fucked up the clip. Here we go.
It's okay.
I will, dude. I just don't know what I'm like. Because I don't know you guys' fucking number. I will do the fucking spot right now. I am Steve-O, and this is... No, dude. I'm Steve-O, and I am fucking Lunatic Radio, dude.
Alright, see, I'm suspicious of him.
Okay, see, how I see it, this is valid because, okay, he was clearly, he was hammered.
Right.
But for him to still use the term like, okay, I'll do the spot.
Yeah.
Tells me
that's
that
what turns me around.
That's, right.
That's celebrity lingo.
Yeah, no drunk person is going to, any. The other thing is trying to figure out, I feel like that there was someone else he was talking to, like he kind of like looks to someone else and said, okay, I'll do the spot in his obliterated state.
All right.
You know.
And this is why I'm skeptical, because okay. I'll play, he's called in three times.
He called in three times.
Yeah, I got to hear it again.
All right. No, hold on. No, I'm not going to play that one. I actually have a different one. We're going to proceed with the bit here.
Okay.
We're not going to keep on going backwards and backwards and backwards.
Yeah, right.
We'll start the bit over.
Yeah, right.
All right, it's inside. All right, whatever. Here's the other two he left. This is why I'm suspicious, and I don't think it's Steve-O.
Okay.
Hey, dude, my name is Steve-O, and this is a fucking dirt job.
That's why.
Because he says
Ronnie Beans.
Because he says
Ronnie
Beans.
Fucking Ronnie Beans, man, dude. Fucking dude, bro, man, dude. Fucking Ronnie Beans, man.
All right, he says Ronnie Beans. Steve-O says Ronnie Beans, which means he's probably listening to podcasts from the lunaticradio.com show from a year ago.
So that's right. There's three different possibilities. Either it's really him and he's a longtime listener.
Uh-huh.
Somebody, you know, told him some stuff to say.
Right.
Or it's just an impersonator.
Right. Or here's the third theory.
The fourth
theory. Well, the third, because your second one sucked.
Thanks. All right. Thanks.
It could be that the first one was really Steve-O.
Okay.
Who was blitzed.
Right.
And the second, and I guess the third one, because you have a third one, correct?
I have another one, yes.
You have another one. It could have been someone doing a Steve-O impression because he was hanging out with Steve-O. You know how I mean, you know how that could be.
It could have been Steve-O at the beginning, and then the person took it over when he had to pass out.
Now, I got to say, on other radio shows, this wouldn't be a big deal.
Theory 3B.
Like, getting a message.
Yeah, right.
But for us, it's a kind of...
I think it's a huge deal.
Odd. It's odd.
Hey, what's up? This is Sketch. And when you're not thinking about pink elephants and masturbation, you should be listening to lunaticradio.com. Sorry, guys. That promotion sucked. I'll think of a better one when I'm not hammered. Laguna Beach.
The fiend of a microphone. I'm the microphone fiend.
Miss some of the live show? Be sure to check us out on iTunes and download the show located in the podcast directory under comedy. That's Lunatic Radio, iTunes, podcast, comedy category. Because we're...
That's lunaticradio.com/iTunes to download the show.
And now back to the show, lunaticradio.com.
Show Father Brian Kieran Rocket.
Oh, you said my name first.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. You got top billing or else you're bad. Look at that. Emails to the show, lunaticradio.com, Brooklyn Hotline, 206-202-LUNET, 206-202-556. Plush Gate, July 27th, everybody. A gentleman's club on Long Island. We'll be doing a live show from Plush, a gentleman's club in Comac, Long Island, 53 Veterans Memorial Highway. Doors open at 1. Show begins at 5 p.m. Runs till 8.
Be so come on down. Suck a dick.
Tell everybody you know we want to pack this joint out and have a good time, man. Beer, strippers, t-shirts, balloons.
Strippers.
And laughs.
Occasionally.
It's going to be a good time, man. Blush. BlushLongIsland.com or log on to LunaticRadio.com for more information. Come on out and visit. Visit the Unholy Matrimony Show will debut, everybody.
It will.
July 27th on Channel 481, you broadcast. Rory and Lauren Karff will be doing their first show right after our Blush gig.
Yeah, what a way to start off.
On Channel 481. So if you're going to be listening, you can't come and join us at the event. You've got a whole night of... listening pleasure.
Audio entertainment.
Yeah, so you listen to us on Channel 200 from 5 to 8 at Blush, and then you switch on over to our channel, Channel 481, on you broadcast, and you'll catch the first ever Unholy Matrimony Show hosted by Rory and Lauren Karff. It's going to be a great time. And Rory did some VO work. He had a guy, I guess, do VO work for his show.
Yep.
And he was nice enough to have the guy do two quick VOs for us. Two little promos, IDs, blah, blah, blah. So let's just play these. Why not? We'll use them, I'm sure. Okay, play.
You're listening to LunaticRadio.com. Kieran is a homo.
Get it? Because
you're gay.
Rory, you're gay. Right.
Right.
Right. Wait, I know that hold on. What?
What?
Next clip.
This is Johnny Ballsack. You're listening to LunaticRadio.com. Kieran is a homo.
See, he likes saying that you're a homo.
That's I think, the new tag for the show.
I think Rory has really got to... He doesn't like you because of how you hit on his wife. Uh-huh. So he's got to do whatever he can to kind of get back at you.
Apparently, Rory doesn't like Daddy Weekends.
Ooh.
Can we say who's calling in next week?
Lauren Karff on the program there next week.
It's not a repeat.
Not a repeat. She's calling back in. Yeah. Wonder why.
Maybe some information?
Maybe some information or...
maybe she just likes talking to us.
Maybe you, Rock. Maybe you.
Good. I like it.
Apparently Rory doesn't like me.
Kieran is a homo.
I get it, Rory. You don't like me.
Kieran is a homo.
I get it. You're funny, right? You wrote that for the guy and you had him read it.
Right.
Kieran is a homo.
He probably underlined that line to make sure he actually wrote that. It wasn't being like trying to be a gag.
Kieran is a homo.
I get it, Rory. I get it. You don't want me banging your wife.
Is that how it works?
It's funny.
Yeah.
Unholy Matrimony show. Going to be a good show.
I'm actually very excited. I think it's going to be, if it's anything like what they did that show here in studio, it is going to be wall-to-wall laughter.
In all seriousness, Rory and Lauren Kaufman have a great relationship.
They do.
And they get along great, and they're very unique. Their marriage is very unique, the relationship they have between each other. They bust each other's balls.
And it works.
Lauren don't have balls. And maybe Rory has some. He might.
But she's got fine cans.
She's got fine cans. Rory busts her cans.
And likes the cans.
And Lauren busts Rory's vagina all the time. It's a great relationship they have. And it's a good dynamic. And I'm sure it'll be a great listen. Is that a good enough plug? Because they never plug us.
Yeah, no, it's fine. I think it's going to be a great show.
I want at least one segment of show on the Home Unholy Matrimony show. Just lunaticradio.com.
Oh, plugs. Look at that. Just plugs.
That's all I want. Plugs. Plug segment, they'll call it.
Kieran is a hobo. Kieran is a homo.
I get it, Rory. You don't like me.
I think he's saying Kieran is a homo.
Well, I like that one better.
Kieran is a homo.
Mm-hmm.
You're not a homo.
There's some hesitation on that one. It's like, Kieran is a homo. Kieran is a homo.
I want to suck Bernard's cock.
Kieran is a homo.
Suck my guard, Kelly ass.
Kieran is a homo.
Oh, where's the other one?
Kieran is a homo.
Holy shit, I'm sucking Jimmy Kennedy's cock and feeling his balls.
Kieran is a homo. Apparently there's evidence.
Oh, believe me, there's plenty of evidence of his gay tendencies.
Kieran is a homo. Kieran is a homo.
Wait, one more time?
Kieran is a homo.
That was you, Rocket. That's what I put up as this. Unbelievable. What a great night that was.
What? What?
You take it gay, I take it gayer. You know how it works.
Kieran is a homo.
We need a line from where Rocket is a fairy. Come on. No?
No, you're the gay guy. That's the shtick with the show.
Oh, is it?
You're gay.
All right, Verrazano.
Staten Island face.
I kind of like the Art of Bridge Crossing side of your face.
Why? It doesn't make sense, yet it's funny.
I know.
Kieran is a homo.
I get it. Hold on. I got to go back.
Look at my face.
Oh, I know.
Look at my face. Look at my face. Look at my face. Look at my face.
This is what we call in the radio show stalling. For nothing. Really.
For nothing. We're not going anywhere.
Yeah, no. You want to do some drunk calls?
Sure.
They're all long, and we can probably fill a good hour with these drunk calls because they're all long.
I like it.
Drunk call hotline, everybody. 206-202-LOON. That's 206-202-5666. This is when our listeners go out and get hammered and start calling the boyfriends, girlfriends, moms, and dads.
Husbands
or dogs.
What?
Or 13-year-old
students.
Yeah.
Right. They call us with their drunken ramblings. Here's the first one. It comes from a guy named Gary.
Gary!
Let's hear what Gary has to say this week.
Yo, Lunatic Radio. It's Gary from Minnesota. I'm just calling in to verify. I think, Kieran, you're watching some show on cocaine on Showtime, and I'm a big drug advocate. Actually, I'll do a line right now. Here, hold on. Anyways. The drip is awful. There's some mess in there. Anywho.
I love the guys when they just do blow right on the show. Yeah, welcome to the show.
Someone should do like a liner with that, you know? Do a line and say it, and I am lunaticradio.com.
Yeah, well, unfortunately, you'll tell them to do that. They'll do the line and just fucking pass out like that chick from Pulp Fiction. Oh, shit, I thought that, that was heroin.
Although that'd be kind of funny. They just pass out and the phone just stays
she
on.
She just did a line of China White. That's the end of that.
Anyways, I'd like to verify you're watching that documentary on Showtime, and it's actually called Cocaine Cowboys.
Cocaine Cowboys.
Awesome documentary.
That was an awesome documentary, man. You got to go fucking check that out. About the drug movement, the cocaine movement in Miami in the late 70s, early 80s.
It was where it was inspired by Scarface, or Scarface was inspired by that situation and shit. So, anyways, yeah, keep on rocking the Lunatic Radio. Oh, and that porn star that wanted to be governor, best interview ever.
Thank you. Holy shit,
that was comedy gold. you gotta take it easy on the East Coast.
He's referring to Mary Carey. She called in during our gay pride segment.
Yeah.
We were, you know, paying homage.
You're right.
Gay pride, it was the gay pride day. And
how did we pay homage?
Four straight guys trying to watch gay porn.
Wow.
She called in the middle of it, and
Kira tried to get her up to speed
on the show,
and she click
watching gay porn. Apparently, she didn't want to join in on the fun. Here's Love Pony.
Love Pony.
Love Pony.
Wow,
blazing right out the fucking
gates.
Out the gates, a blazing.
Scary. They zooted.
Really fucked. We're drinking all fucking day.
Holy shit.
Mm-hmm.
Now in somebody's house.
It's not me, I swear.
I'm just gonna lay here and try to sleep it off until they kick me out.
He's squatting.
Oh.
What the fuck?
Everybody down at McDonald's, they're down with Ronald McDonald's, and now they're hitting the bottle, and everybody's
You know what I love about the listeners, Rock? They're as brainless as I am.
You have found your element.
That's why I hang around with Rock. He has a brain.
Thank you.
Fuck. That's what it's for.
He's
gonna call a cab and fucking call the fucking line. That's me, been drinking. And, gonna lay down and take a little nap now. I hope, I'm gonna turn on my side, so.
I hope he wakes up.
I don't fucking choke on my vomit.
Oh, man.
That came in 30 minutes ago, by the way.
Wow. Love Pony, a little drunk.
Dude is completely destroyed. And that might be the most hammered a listener's ever been.
That's the most hammered I ever heard Love Pony. Jeez. He's a regular caller.
Guy was so slow in his speech.
Yeah, it's the beauty of the drunk old hotline, everybody. Right there.
It's like you put the tape at half speed.
Here's a fellow we haven't heard from in a while. Mac Man, everybody.
Wow.
What's up, motherfuckers?
Hello.
This is the Mac Man. It's probably been a while since you've heard from me, but I have a bunch of crazy sons of bitches with me. What's up, Sean?
What's
going on? Yeah. Cool. You know lunaticradio.com?
No.
Mac, you told me about them, yes.
Yeah, no, just Google it.
You hear this? These people, they don't tune in for themselves.
All right, I'm just trying to figure out where to radio. I guess he's at a party. What?
I think he just confused him when he said that. The guy just walked away. He's like, I don't know what you just said.
Man,
there.
What you talking about, man?
1, 2, 3.
They can laugh on
camera. You can start the car crash sound effects anytime you want to.
Car crash? Is it?
Anyone?
Yeah, it's another radio show.
Let's do a little 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3. All right, we're going to throw on 3, but we're not going to do it until...
What's going on here? What are they counting down to?
1, 2, 3.
We call it condom masturbation, folks.
What? I think it's a circle jerk.
Yes.
Is that what they're doing?
3 times.
Who goes first?
This is what we call synchronized masturbation.
Oh, see? What did I tell you?
Wow.
1, 2, 3.
Is that a bad idea?
Well, yes.
Three, now.
I know the sound of a circle jerk when I hear it.
It should be an Olympic event. The Olympics are coming up soon, everybody. Synchronized masturbation. Why not?
Listen.
Here's the pitch. Oh, shit.
Wait, they're
fully engorged. The cocks are very hard.
What?
This is gay porn. This is gay porn radio.
Balls.
That's it. Wait,
their cocks. Their cocks are fully engorged right now.
Gay alert.
That is very gay.
Hold on.
He said engorged.
Was that a fucking bit? Were they doing like a wacky joke there?
I don't know. I don't know what game that was.
That's odd, dude.
Yeah, for our sake, they were doing a wacky bit.
All right, boys, let's hop on the man pile right now.
Yeah, I'm a...
Was this playing in the background?
Well, that was after the Jackathon.
Jack,
jump on it. Here is old school BMF.
Hey.
Hello.
Karen, rock it. This is old school BMF, which stands for what, Karen?
Bad motherfucker.
There you go.
That's right. Bad motherfucker. Hey, dudes, we're in a luau here in St. Louis. The second fucking...
From the Lou.
Second fucking most violent city in the fucking country. Anyway, dudes, I'm like so many fucking Bud Light feet and kind of fucked up. We're having a lot of fun.
Tell it. St. Louis, home of the Bud Light Brewery.
And I'm telling you, you guys are the fucking best. Josh,
Bruds.
Tell her to shut the hole up.
I hope they cram a stake through her heart and saw off her head, stuff her throat with garlic.
Wow.
All right.
I'm kind of hungry.
Keep it up. You're doing a good job. Don't worry, giving you shit. And she's one other thing. Fat Kev, Laguna Beach.
Right.
Okay. Anyway, hey, at work, we named my fish that I have on my desk.
Fish?
Fat Kev, so he's a part of our department. Wow. Now he even has his own ID badge.
Fat Kev's got a fish named after him.
Fat Kev's a little fishy. I'm a guppy.
Fat Kev fish.
Fat Kev fish.
We
keep him in a beer aquarium. Just fill it with beer. Bud Light.
Fat Kev swim very good.
Fat Kev
fish.
Fat Kev doing mean backstroke, dude.
Fat Kev needs another feeding. What up with that bad motherfucker?
What happened to the diver in the bottom of Fat Kev's fish bowl?
Fat Kev's tank needs to be cleaned. Do you think the fish speaks in third person?
Fat Kev fish.
Fat Kev fish. Fat Kev fish. That's so dumb. I wonder if it's a blowfish, because I think that's what my brother has, a blowfish.
Fat Kev swimming through the castle.
Fat Kev fish likes hanging in the castle, dude.
Fat Kev spends Mondays by the seaweed, Tuesdays by the rocks.
Fat Kev weekends at the top of the tank. Fat Kev fish thinks the clownfish is pretty hot, dude. Fat Kev fish just thinks he's got a chance, dude.
Fat Kev don't like that catfish. I'm gonna go fuck him up. Fat Kev. Three fish pellets deep. Fat Kev needs some Coors Light fish food.
Three fish pellets.
I'm snorting all over the place.
Holy shit.
I got a fish on my desk called Fat Kev. Anything for us to do Fat Kev impressions, please just bring it.
Fat Kevfish got habit on algae, dude.
Fat Kev don't like this algae shit.
Shit's awful.
Fat Kev's getting bombed off of fish pellets.
Oh, God.
You're just going to hear
Fat Kevfish needs the water changing, dude.
Fat Kev shit is tank.
Fat Kevfish thinks the pH is a little too high, dude.
What the fuck, dude? All right, here's
oh my God.
have the fish. I want to meet that fish.
It's just upside down.
You could just, you look just at the tank,
the wall,
and the mouth is just moving. Cause you know the fish is talking in third person, but you can't hear him.
Three pellets deep is fucking cold. Oh my god.
So anyway,
yeah.
You guys keep it real. And hey, when you have the barbecue, Filter's going to be out here sometime in September. So if you want to have to come up to the barbecue out here, come on out. We'll do it at my house.
Great.
You have a good night. And this is old school.
This is your chance BMF, to meet.
Keeping it real in St. Louis. I am.
Is that bitch still radio. Talking?
Apparently. Wow. All right, here's Rich Mahogany.
I said what in the butt. I said what in the butt. I said what in the butt. Laguna Beach.
Oh my god. Mahogany.
Mahogany.
What? Yeah, serious. What are you? He always does that.
He's just cancer.
I said what in the butt. I said what in the butt. I said what in the butt.
It's like a kid. He just repeats anything you say.
He's an echo.
He's going to call in next week. Radio.
He's going to say three fish pellets deep.
Yeah, that's what he's going to say. Fat Kev fish.
Yeah.
Three fucking fish Rich pellets Mahogany. Deep. Here is Rich Man.
Whoa.
Lunatic Radio.
Yes.
Kieran. Rock. Josh. Rock. Sorry about last week. If I came across as if I said Karen when I said your name, Karen. Probably the accent.
All right, man.
Remember, I went down to Florida last year, mm-hmm. And this waitress comes over and she says, "Can I get you guys anything?" And I says, "Let me get two waters." And she stares at me, you know, and I says, "Two waters?" She goes, "Two waters of what?" And I said, "No, two waters." So it's this accent I got, you know, me sounding like saying something that I'm not. Anyway, looking forward to hearing you guys.
Here's the pitch. Oh, shit.
All right.
27th over at the Astro Pub. Should be good.
Oh, yes.
Hope
coming
you guys
out.
Make the mainstream, man, you know. There's New York radio in the morning and shit sucks. Got the Z Morning Zoo, which is all right. Then you got that Scott and Todd thing. Terrible, you know. But looking forward to hearing some of you guys' your updates
wow.
And
like
catching the show live. And you never know. I might swing by on the 27th there. Looking forward to it. All right, take it easy.
Yeah, guys. Come on out to Blush, July 27th.
I
Call
like
me.
It.
Yes, sir. Rich Man, come on out, woo. Man. Come on out.
Blush.
Great.
That's one.
Free t-shirt.
Free balloon.
Yes.
Yeah. What was he talking about there? Two waters? I don't get it.
Yeah, so two orders.
Right. Got two waters.
Right.
Waters. Love two waters.
Yo, what's happening, fellas? This is Sean from Key Largo just saying what's up.
What's up?
I'm getting ready. I'm heading home now. Getting ready to smoke a big old fat-ass motherfucking bowl. Hell yeah. Gonna get stoned. Gonna get high.
That's what they do.
Because I got nothing besides sand and beaches and bitches all around.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And just want to say hi and say you guys doing a good job. Yo, Karen, man, how lucky are you guys to have the World Series?
The last guy apologized for calling me Karen. This guy just throws it out like no problem.
I just got to say, this guy should do like a before and after call, before he hits the bowl and afterwards, just to hear the difference.
Oh, it does, man. I'll still be talking baseball. That's all he does when he calls it.
The All-Star game right there, man. God, I'd love to be out there this week. All right? I'll be watching it on TV. Hopefully, I'll see your ugly ass mug in the front, in the screen, on the TV screen behind home plate.
Scott, he's the low
shooter. I'll talk to y'all later.
Ken, All-Star TV screen.
I'm a big deal.
But hey, Joshy Jingles. What's up, baby? Later.
That guy's overdosing on beaches and sand and Coronas.
And I'm jealous.
I know. I want to be
there. I want to be doing that.
Ain't no problem with that.
Here is Tara.
Ooh.
Really?
Oh, wow. This one's going to be a good one. Here we go.
Hi, my name's Tara. I am calling from St. Louis. I live in Belleville, Illinois.
Wait, I think this might be the girl that was cackling in the background.
Oh, you think?
Old school.
Oh, God, help us.
Here we go. Strap in, kiddies.
And I was calling because I am drunk and I want to drunk dial this girl. And her name's Elizabeth and I'm in love with her. And she broke my fucking heart. And I'm drunk and I want to call her, but they won't let me because friends don't let friends drunk dial.
Hold on, let's try that one again.
What's going on?
Drunk, is she talking about drunk dryling lesbians. This is what I'm hearing.
Is she talking about Elizabeth in Chicago?
I don't know.
She said this girl Elizabeth, she wants to call.
I mean, because friends don't let friends drunk dial. Friends don't let...
You're
a hammer.
No one should let you speak, really.
Wow.
Friends drunk dial, even though I'm in love with this girl. And she says, I am oversensitive and needy. And you know what? So fucking I'm oversensitive and needy.
No. She got it wrong. You're just...
It's like, blah, 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 blah.
You're female and loud. That's your problem.
Well, if she's hot, Karen, then it's okay.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, right.
I mean, really.
I'll put up with that.
Women should be seen and not heard.
I'm oversensitive and needy. Take me for what I am. I mean, I have a beautiful kid, and I own my own house. I have my own job. I take care of myself. But, you know, I'm oversensitive and needy. Please. I mean, come on. I love this girl. She don't want me back, and it breaks my heart.
Friends of the show, don't let her drunk dial.
Yeah, please. Just keep her away from us.
Fat Kev Fish don't like that bitch. Fat Kev Fish can hear him from his beer aquarium right now.
Fat Kev's tank sponsored by Coors Light.
Fat Kev Fish hates that guppy bitch.
Fat Kev Fish doesn't like the cackling broad. Vibrates my water.
Hey, should I send a... Oh, you can't see it.
What?
I was wondering if I should send a message to this person to come to the blush party.
Who's that? You can't say it on the air.
How can I...
Can I just look at it?
Can you do charades? Yeah. First word sounds like...
I'll stand up.
Oh, yeah. I asked him.
Oh, okay.
He said he couldn't come, but ask him again.
Peer pressure.
Here is the Cal Ripken of the Drunk Call Hotline, finally. Two Stone Mike.
Hey. What up, Rudy? What up, Radio? It's Two Stone Mike, man. Giving a call in here.
Let me know.
I think this would be considered a Thursday morning Arizona time, like 2 a.m. I think what I just saw on the Weather Channel is like 79 degrees at 2 a.m.
His intros to his fucking...
Holy that's warm. 79 at 2 in the morning?
Yeah, it is for a while.
Oh, it is
hot.
Arizona.
Oh, fucking, yeah. So usually I give a call, I give a drunk call, pacing around my own backyard.
He's describing his call as he's making it.
Taking care of the everyday duties that you gotta do.
He's both the narrator and the subject.
And the LunaticRadio.com listener. You know, you gotta take care of your chores, so I've taken care of my chores. I am taking care of my chores out of the call and show.
He's taking out the trash as we speak.
Right.
So you say there's a show, there's a channel called Number 481 where we can listen to, I farted. So you can listen to
that. Okay, that was fine.
See,
narrative's not cool unless you're causing your fart.
It stinks so bad. So you can listen to Channel 481.
The mic just farted. He lost
and
his
stinks so bad.
He lost his non-thought.
One, which is Lauren Carr fucking around on their internet radio show. So if you say that Tuesday Mike, myself, Mike, needs to have a show on 481, basically this is my show. I don't know what to say. I call in on a kick-ass drunk call hotline. From my point of view, my vantage point
right.
would be that
Lunatic
Radio started the drunk call hotline, motherfuckers. Who else came up with this brilliant fucking idea?
Right.
Nobody else than Lunatic Radio. And I could give a shit if like 5 or 10 or 20,000 other people came up with this idea before Lunatic Radio did, I do not care.
Because he's backing us, Frank.
I like it. Essentially, he says he doesn't care if you're unoriginal. He still likes you.
Essentially, that's what he's saying.
That's a great prop right
and
there.
He just farted and stinks. That's our listeners.
Lunatic Radio show. It's just so fucking entertaining.
Really?
Like, if I didn't get to hear Lunatic Radio throughout every day of my fucking existence,
wow,
I wouldn't know what to do. And now I'm sitting here and like,
you'd probably have a pretty good life.
Yeah, really. You get more things done.
You should pay this guy to do your advertising.
You really should.
July of 2006. Getting ready to catch up to some crazy old shows that I've already heard. What the fuck am I going to do, you know? And, you know, Lunatic Radio is out there to entertain.
Right.
And, you know, I'm not an XM. I'm not a serious
He's a philosopher,
subscriber.
I have to say.
I don't know what these things... Well, I know what they are. I don't subscribe. It's not worth my cash. I already pay like $80 to fucking DirecTV, which I watch like, you know, and maybe, yeah, 15 minutes a day average. So I didn't know what I just said. You know what? I listen to Lunatic Radio for
the
free.
Narrator is losing the
and they're entertaining.
Story.
Thank you, Tucson.
Josh Gogan.
Yes, here we go.
Well, I'm still trying to warm up this guy. He's still funny, you know. He's a comedian, you know. He has some shit to offer.
I know who he is.
Josh Gogan's still funny. That's
he's
awful.
He's definitely got a different delivery than, you know, Mr. Ronnie Beans.
I haven't put him out to pasture yet.
Oh my God!
Obviously, I'm stuck on Ronnie Beans right now because I've been listening to some July of 06 shows.
Wow.
This guy, Johnny Beans. There you go. Joshy Beans. Joshy Beans.
Wow.
Hey, what up, Joshy?
Joshy
Beans. Joshy Beans.
So, like
so if Joshy Beans was able to deliver like Ronnie Beans.
I'm surprised his phone hasn't hung up on him. Like, his phone's just like, dude, stop. Just stop, man.
Not, you know, as much as it would ruin this bed, phones probably should have breathalyzers, you know? Unless you're calling a cab company to take you home.
That's not a bad idea. Fucking phones with breathalyzers. That would destroy the drunk old hotline.
That hang out with your shit-powered cars.
They just shut off based on how drunk you are.
I wish my computer did that, actually. Drunk typing is just as bad as drunk dialing.
Oh, it's the worst. I love when people in the message board type when they're drunk. Oh, my God.
Or drunken blog entries.
Oh, yeah.
I was able to deliver. Maybe this Tucson Mike drunk call would be a little bit more funnier. So,
if he wore
Karen, why don't you stop trying to imagine what Josh's balls look like when they're in Rocket's mouth?
What?
Because they're just not going to look that good.
I can change. Actually, that's a lie. They do look good in Rocket's mouth.
All right, let's
I'm backing you, Rocket. I'm backing you.
No. We're trying to get away from the gay stuff.
Yeah, seriously.
We're a little too gay. I mean, we joke about it. It's fun, you know. Ha, ha, ha.
We get naked. We throw parties.
Time to put the gay stuff to bed for a while.
Yeah.
None of us are gay.
That's right. Put it to bed, baby. Oh, yeah.
Hell of a show. I say this because from the drunkenness of my stuff that I'm saying, you're not gay.
Right.
Obviously.
Well, he can predict what we're talking about.
Dick on your show.
Right.
Just take the tip of your...
What?
What's
wait,
talking
wait,
about?
Oh, take the
it's
tip...
It's a little weird.
Of Rocket's cock.
Wait, hold on.
Is this a request?
What is he doing?
I think he wants to...
He knows... He just said it was a bit. He knows it's a bit. What is he doing?
...into this guy and think, you know what? I could do better. What? And then grab a hold.
All right. And then what he's saying is get rid of the stupid gay jokes we do.
I see. So,
because it's old and tired. And I understand it because I actually... I get annoyed with myself when I say those fucking comments. I'm just like, oh, come on,
it's
dude.
Like, it's like a crutch.
It's ruining our... Are standing with the gay audience, guys. So,
Josh Gogan's tip.
slosh it around in your mouth.
Wow.
And enjoy, because you know what? You know what, Karen? You can do better.
You can do better than Josh Gogan's dick in your mouth.
I guess that joke, if I delivered that joke, I'd do better than that.
I just let you know.
He's hammered. He's drunk.
But I don't know what cock tastes like. So why don't you go ahead and tell all the listeners around Lunatic Radio Land that cock tastes like beep.
Wow.
Josh Jingles Original.
Hey, Karen, you know, you were saying during his clip that, like, you know, what would it be like if he didn't listen to the show, what his life would be like? And that reminded me of a recent MySpace comment that was left by Michigan Mike.
Go
ahead. Just want to let you guys know that you were indirectly responsible for my ex breaking up with me. Is this the kind of shit you need to entertain yourself with when I'm not here? End quote. She said, I wouldn't have it any other way. Can't wait for the next show, fellas. Let's all go fuck ourselves. So his ex obviously didn't like our show. I don't understand what listening to audio, why would that be a reason to break up with somebody? Obviously, she's got issues.
Well, I don't date girls with poor taste. So
but with all that being said, Michigan Mike, can you send her my phone number? I'll give her a call, see what's up.
No, rock on. That's what I say to that guy. Rock on.
Yeah, you don't need her.
You don't need her. Rocket needs her, but you don't need her.
If your chick breaks up with you because you're listening to something that kind of makes you laugh and you get an enjoyment out of it, of course we're off color and blah, blah, blah. Go fuck yourself.
I got an idea. Maybe if Michigan Mike wants to have some fun, maybe she should send us her phone number. We could call her and get her on air.
Yeah, we'll get her on air. We'll ask
and
her
ask
why.
Her. We'll be nice about it. We'll ask her, you know?
We're not going to throw out any...
What's the problem with our show?
Yeah, why'd you break up with Mike? Michigan Mike, because he likes the show.
Yeah,
why?
You know, there's a reverend on this show right now, and I have no objection. So where's she coming from? That's
right.
What I want to know.
I mean, it's not like he's cheating on you or, like, even looking at porn. It's fucking... Guy is just bullshitting. Mm-hmm. So she basically broke up with you because she doesn't like you interacting with other guys or whatever. You know, just listening to guys bullshitting.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking weird. Let's get her on the show.
Lunatic Radio ruining people's lives.
Yes, have some.
Just doesn't get old.
<I know. laughs> Brick to the head?
Do I?
Yes, have some.
I have to remember, that wasn't even that good, but it still was funny.
It's a new tagline for the show. Yes, have some.
Yes, have some!
Can we just do, like, prefaces to yes, have
yeah,
some?
Yeah, right. Well, so we'll be a yes, have some.
I don't know. We got to be talented rock here.
Can I get some more fish pellets?
Do I?
Yes, have some.
Yes, have some.
I'll start from the yes, have some.
So it's kind of start
to do I. Yeah.
You can't do the do I. You just start from the yes, have some.
Can I have another Coors Light?
Yes, have some.
It's so dumb.
Can I get some with Lux Lexi?
Yes, have some.
Well, if Egon Spengler says it, you know it's true.
Yeah, exactly.
My PKE meter says that you're getting some from Lexi Love.
Wow, PKE meter.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Ghostbusters. All right, what are we doing?
We can wrap up the show.
Can we?
We can end a little early.
I'm hungry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's end early. All right, everybody. Just want to remind you, July 27th, LunaticRadio.com show broadcasting live from Blush, the Gentleman's Club located in Commack, Long Island, 53 Veterans Memorial Highway in Commack. Doors open at 1, broadcast begins at 5 p.m. So be there before 5, everybody. LunaticRadio.com t-shirts will be available. A lot of the people you know and love from shows past will be there. And
We're going to have a great time. Live broadcasts, strippers, beer, t-shirts, and laughs, people.
And a radio show.
And more to come. You know, we're still planning stuff as we go along. And we're going to do some fun stuff. Father Brian will be in attendance. Thank you, Father Brian, for coming down to the show.
Thanks for the invite, gentlemen. Appreciate it.
You can log on to blushlongisland.com. Or log on to our website, lunaticradio.com, for more information on the Blush gig. Comac, Long Island. It's easy to get to right off the LIE. So come on out July 27th, everybody. Rocket?
Yes, sir.
Any final words?
Lexi, give me a shout.
Way to go.
Lexi, fuck him in the ass.
Thank you to Father Brian.
Again.
Thanks, guys.
Yay!
This is the happiest moment of my life.
This was a good show. I think we covered a lot.
Yeah. So for Rock, Father Brian, I am Can. Out!